Our chaotic political climate has levied a lopsided justice system to the point that Jake Gardner, a Nebraska bar owner, chose to commit suicide rather than face prison for defending his life, liberty, and property.
Share the news of his death today at his own hand.
38-year-old Jacob Gardner, the bar owner charged in the killing of 22-year-old James Scurlock, was found dead on Sunday afternoon in front of a medical clinic in Hillsboro, Oregon, according to the Hillsboro Police Department. Dornan spent much of the news conference defending Gardner.
And I want to make it very clear that this was a clear case of self-defense.
Dornan says on the night of the shooting, Gardner believed he was in a war zone when protests erupted in downtown. A result of what Dornan said was PTSD and traumatic brain injuries Gardner suffered after serving in Iraq.
He did not know when he was sitting at the Omaha Police Department for over 24 hours exactly what had happened to Mr. Scurlock. And he was devastated by it.
As was reported by Cassandra Fairbanks at Gateway Pundit, on May 30th, the 38-year-old veteran confronted a group of rioters outside one of the bars he owns in Omaha and was knocked to the ground. From there, he fired two warning shots and tried to get to his feet, prosecutors said. As he did, Gardner got into a fight with one man, James Scurlock, age 22. The two scuffled before Gardner fired a shot that killed him, according to Yahoo News. Donald Klein, the Douglas County attorney, determined that Gardner had acted in self-defense and declined to bring charges.
I felt that my life was in jeopardy, or at least I was in jeopardy of getting serious bodily injury, getting pummeled or getting choked out with this guy on top of me. And I asked the guy to get off me, and he wouldn't get off me.
Immediately after, pressure from BLM protesters and local media allowed a false narrative to erupt, branding Gardner a racist homophobe. The mob then marched to District Attorney Klein's house. Things then rapidly began to change.
Protesters made their way to Don Klein's neighborhood today, demanding justice for James Scurlock. Scurlock was the unarmed 22-year-old black man shot and killed during the George Floyd protests in Omaha back on May 30th.
We want all of testimonies to be honored and listened to, and we want you to stop the grand jury process and prosecute now.
He's a known racist, he's a known homophobic, he's a known bigot. This is not the first time it's happened. He's been in the news several times, and I hope he's held accountable for what he's done. It's not okay, it's not acceptable.
Gardner's GoFundMe page to raise money for his defense was deleted by the platform. Douglas County District Court Judge Shelley Stratman then appointed a special counsel, Frederick Franklin, an assistant U.S. attorney in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Omaha, to handle the case, though they said they expected the same outcome. Instead, Franklin bowed to the pressure, dug up evidence, and filed a manslaughter charge and a charge of making terrorist threats that Franklin had claimed was linked to a verbal confrontation that Gardner had with Scurlock.
This is KMTV 3 News Now, live at 6.
I expect it to ultimately end up at the conclusion of their decision-making to stand in front of the press and say the same thing that Don Klein said, which was that the shooting was justifiable self-defense. That was my initial reaction. But I can tell you that there is evidence that undermines that. And again, that evidence comes primarily from Jake Gardner himself.
And Omaha Mayor Gene Stothert sent out a statement saying, I ask everyone to accept the grand jury's decision and respect the confidentiality of the grand jury process. The case against Jake Gardner will now move to trial.
His trial was carried out by social media, rioters, and local television. Another casualty to the mob unleashing their vengeance on any American standing in the way of the Marxist takeover of America.
So can you just tell us your name and where you're from, sir?
My name is Jake Gardner. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
And then, Jake, what brings you to D.C.?
I'm here for the inauguration.
Okay, I understand you were a volunteer for the Trump campaign.
Yeah, I was a volunteer for the Trump campaign in Nebraska, California, and Michigan.
Okay, and what do you think about what's going on here today with the Women's March?
You know, these people just want to be heard, and it's a very appropriate venue, a very appropriate weekend with all eyes on them. So, I mean, it is what it is. I think a lot of their criticisms are, they're going to be proven wrong.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. It is a live transmission. Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
40 days until the election. It is Wednesday, September 23rd. I'm your host, Alex Jones. There's so much incredible news breaking on so many fronts. But first, I thought I'd air this intro piece that we've been airing for about 5-6 years that deals with dehumanization, because now there's a new phenomenon on TikTok with millions of views per video, many of them, of Democrats celebrating the murder of their children as an act of their power and their selfishness, where they then imply that they're going to kill their 3-, 4-, 5-, 6-year-old children as well. This is a group of psychotic demons. Here is the report from 5-6 years ago, now coming true. Then we'll go right to that new shocking development, and you'll see the videos for yourself. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
The next thing they'll be breeding is like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
And now in Europe and in places like Washington State, where the globalists are controlled. They take people's dead bodies and grind it into fertilizer to plant on the crops. All of this is to teach you that you have absolutely no value. And so you won't stand up for your neighbors. They won't stand up for you. They can turn your emotions and your so-called morality on like a light switch. Oh, George Soros's Black Lives Matter is moral, but if you're marching for better VA benefits, you're not allowed to. It's all very, very simple. This is total tyranny. And tyranny is not supposed to be logical. It's about power and control. Thank you so much for joining us on this live September 23rd, Wednesday edition. I do want to open the phones up quite a bit today. I do want to cover the waterfront, but I was looking at the news we had here in front of us. And I was thinking about what's unfolding. And there was a theme without me even looking that just came out. And that's Democrats and leftists around the world celebrating abortion and talking about how much they love to kill children and how it's about power. And then there's new stuff coming out with the left where they're fetishizing things that I don't even want to say on air. It's beyond pedophilia. It's child sacrifice. And I happened to run into this again going down a rabbit trail the other day on Paul Watson's Twitter, and I meant to come in and cover it. And then once I got here, I just couldn't make myself do it. But let's just do this. Let's hear this little 4-minute compilation of some of the things they've said in the past. Then we're going to come back with the new stuff in the next segment. But that's who our enemies are. Here it is.
Our main story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them. Others believe they're fine in rare cases. And many believe you should be able to get them whenever the fuck you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
So tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the Break 10th Annual Salute to Abortion.
Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina. Get out.
It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. It has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
Because you adopt.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Fertilized egg is a human being!
Yeah,
I still, human being.
You're a pig.
Because I don't want to kill babies.
Oh, you killed them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
In the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay. And Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases. And using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy, and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
There was a question over here.
Yes. Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
That's your time. Next speaker.
There's a new video out on Infowars.com of two partial birth abortion, 8.5-month-old babies. And it makes you want to kill people. I'm going to just be honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some asshole. And then they make a joke out of it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born, defiling them, making jokes about them, that they're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little medical pan. And it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just a total lack of regard for humanity.
That's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry.
God bless abortions and God bless America!
Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterilant vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now. I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Louisville, Kentucky is bracing. Within the next hour or so, they're supposed to release the Breonna Taylor findings and the rest of it. What's going to end up happening? The verdict on the SWAT team raid gone bad. Police didn't want to kill that EMT. They didn't know she was shacking up with the bad guy. And when the police are in the wrong, they're in the wrong. But why can't you get black folks or white folks to care about the millions of aborted babies every year? The babies they keep alive, that they then harvest their organs and things like that. No. We're told when we're allowed to get upset. We're told the narrative the media wants us to have. Here's another great example of that. Facebook threatens to delete Mark Dice over clip of Kyle Rittenhouse offering medical aid to protesters. He put this out over a month ago. We played it as well. It's Rittenhouse out there giving aid to looters that were hurt, not by him. It was before the shooting. And he has a medical kit there, and that's just the truth of what happened. And Facebook has a policy saying, we say he's a mass murderer. No judge, no jury. Big tech is God. Zuckerberg's even setting up his own tribunals now. I'm not joking that we'll judge what's what. And so they won't even let Rittenhouse's lawyer have statements on Twitter or Facebook. They're trying to block the new 10-minute Rittenhouse documentary or 11-minute documentary that his lawyers just put out. It's on Infowars.com. So it's just an amazing level of control
And now when crime statistics come out showing on average 14, the attorney general said 12. It's the number I saw is 14. It's 14 on average black men that are wrongfully killed by police each year. They're bad cops. They make mistakes. Some of them are crazy. Some of them are having a bad day. Some of them have PTSD and they kill you. It's wrong. But the media takes that and zooms in. Imagine a whole seashore of dead babies being aborted, black, white, brown. And the whole globalist system and all the evil. And what GMOs are doing to everybody and what the electromagnetic radiation of the 5G and all that give us cancer on record, all that. And millions of people getting hurt by vaccines. Polio all over the world, tens of thousands of deaths a year from Bill Gates' vaccine. Even AP reports that. And none of that's on the radar screen. So just a whole sandbox of sand. And they get 14 grains out and they go, this is all that matters is these 14 black men. And then that makes people go out and start killing whites to start a race war. It's so stupid. George Soros is not a black man's friend. He's not a white man's friend. He's not anybody's friend, but the devil's. But the reason I played with all this news I've got a full big news day. I wanted to go back to abortion because I saw this video this morning. There's a bunch of these videos, too many to air them all. And it reminded me of something I saw a year ago that's in another compilation video we've got. And I'm not going to air it. I'm not going to put you through it, okay? But this is a big thing where the left fetishizes being 9 months pregnant and they talk about, oh, you feel the baby kick and we love it and we talk to it and we make jokes about how we're going to buy it toys. And then it really turns me on when my husband and I go in and get that abortion and we chop that little piece of garbage up because it's about our power. This is pure Satanism. I mean, maybe I should play the clip again. You want me to play the clip again? Because there's videos of people talking about this and it's all over Twitter and they do it. And she's like, baby, it turns me on when we kill it. And he goes, I know, I love it. This is their main culture, folks. They are Satanist. They're into that energy of selfishness and not caring about themselves or anyone and just being totally into evil. It's a spirit. And you see the selfishness everywhere. So the new TikTok thing run by the communist Chinese is to have people sing about how they're going to kill their baby and how they love abortion and how it's about their power. And then they show you their babies. We've blurred their faces. They don't. And they throw the babies, obviously hurting them in many cases. They can break ribs, you name it. And look, because, again, the media says, oh, black people, we love you. Men should remove their genitals and you should get rid of the nuclear family and you should abort your babies. They got mainly black people really getting into that Jezebel spirit of I'm going to kill my baby. I'm going to kill my baby. And you say, oh, it's a joke. No, it's not a joke. It's all about dehumanizing themselves. There's nothing grosser than having a song about abortion and saying you're going to kill your baby. I mean, there's hours of this crap, and it's being pushed to the front of Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and the media loves it. But, oh, none of us against it can have a voice because that's what big tech's about is silencing everybody that stands up for God and justice and children. But Christ warned the people that are into killing kids and hurting kids. He said, I'm going to get you like nobody else. You're my number one enemy, and I am going to break you into 1,000 pieces. I'm going to get a hold of you, and you're going to pay big time. Let's go ahead and play these brainwashed devils out there externalizing the Satanism. Here it is.
Oh, baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be your ass because it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that ass to the base, baby. Say, no, baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be cause it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that to the base, baby. Say, no, baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be your cause it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be cause it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that to the base, baby. Say, no, baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be your cause it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that to the base, baby. Say, baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, just plan C. Must be your
cause it ain't your face, about baby. Throw away your children, throw away your future. And we heard a shorter compilation. It was from a few years ago. We've got a new one that, I mean, again, has people on it talking about how much it turns them on to chop their children up. They go, you know what? It is a baby. and I'm going to kill it because it's about my power. And it's a parasite, and I'm going to get it. And they love taunting everybody. They love dehumanizing because they have partaken in this twisted spirit. And the system needs us to get God out of the world so it can move against humanity. And that's what all this is about. And these globalists are the most empty, selfish, devoid of God people you could ever imagine. And I'm done talking about that. I wanted to spend the first half hour on that. We need to really value life if we value ourselves. And when we stop caring about other people, it creates just a hellish world. And that's where we're going. And President Trump has marched with the pro-lifers, something no Republican's done. You know, he's called to stop the partial birth abortion. He's called for states to have the right to ban it. And they always said it was about a woman's choice and it's not a human. No, it's a blood sacrifice and a sacrament. And I can tell you, the Chuckie Schumers of the world, the Bill Clintons of the world, the Hillary Clintons of the world, the Ruth Bader Ginsburgs of the world are little vampire bats. It's their sacrament. They love it. They think they get their power from it. Just like all the other ancient societies did. They're killing children. Just like they want to kill your economy and kill your future. To them, that's power to be able to kill a bunch of kids. To them, that's power to have you wear a muzzle over your face. To them, that's power to lie about everything and have you have to bow down and say you're non-essential, but their companies are. Governor Newsom, all his wineries never closed, his restaurants never closed, but everybody else's did. It's all about them laughing at you and training you to bow to them so they can destroy you. They're the enemy, and we need to start identifying them as such and knowing that. They are your mortal enemy sworn to destroy you. And as soon as you understand that, everything makes sense. But until you click into that mindset, nothing makes sense. So don't let them get you down. We're going to get them down. Real down. You know how. Deep down. We'll be right back.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and of course, Tim Cook and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires could come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been munialized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and our global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parrots. That's how the UN works. That then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever.
Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Mercola, medical doctor, one of the leading experts on exposing the whole COVID scam, will be joining us. Yeah, you can call it a hoax, but a hoax means it's all fake. No, it's a scam. It's a power grab. You know, I feel like this speech the president gave is so important, even though I want to talk. You know, I want to talk because I want to cover a lot of stuff. I really think we should air the entire 7 minutes of his speech yesterday afternoon, where he calls out China. Now, the reason the media doesn't want China called out, the reason big tech blocks and censors anybody that says that, is that if it comes out that it came out of Wuhan, which it did, and it's man-made, so everybody gets it, so they can then make money off of it and then make everybody guilty of having it. It's a real virus, folks. Very, very hard to kill somebody with it, but if you're deficient in any of your vitamins or minerals, it will kill you better than a hammer. So will the flu or a regular cold. That said, we've cracked the code. We know the operation. But it is a power grab. It is the cover for the rollout of worldwide martial law, the cashless society, the digital tracking systems, all of it. And so that's why big tech has one iron rule. You will not say China is connected to this, because then it goes to Gates, it goes to Fauci, it goes to the NIH, it goes to the UN that's been successful in getting into all these countries worldwide. Not with regular governance, taking over the military, people say no to that, but getting control of the medical system. Now they want control of the police systems with a UN program called Strong Cities. And they come into cities and pump in hundreds of millions of dollars into big ones, tens of millions into medium sizes, hundreds of thousands into small towns, and they fly your mayors off to the UN in Europe and in New York, wine and dine them, $200 steak dinners, investment deals, they just, prostitutes, it's all come out. And that's how they get control, through something called mutualization. I know I harp on this so much because they don't have full control of the federal government, the globalists don't, but they've gotten almost every major city. Because the average mayor is already corrupt and they're just so stupid. And their city manager tells them, just go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and go to Trump's speech. This is very historical. It's very important. And we need to point out that everybody that's against America and against Trump is a Chi-Com agent, whether they know it or not. Here it is.
It is my profound honor to address the United Nations General Assembly 75 years after the end of World War II and the founding of the United Nations. We are once again engaged in a great global struggle. We have waged a fierce battle against the invisible enemy, the China virus, which has claimed countless lives in 188 countries. In the United States, we launched the most aggressive mobilization since the Second World War. We rapidly produced a record supply of ventilators, creating a surplus that allowed us to share them with friends and partners all around the globe. We pioneered life-saving treatments, reducing our fatality rate 85% since April. Thanks to our efforts, three vaccines are in the final stage of clinical trials. We are mass producing them in advance so they can be delivered immediately upon arrival. We will distribute a vaccine. We will defeat the virus. We will end the pandemic. And we will enter a new era of unprecedented prosperity, cooperation, and peace. As we pursue this bright future, we must hold accountable the nation which unleashed this plague onto the world, China.
In the earliest days of the virus, China locked down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world. China condemned my travel ban on their country, even as they canceled domestic flights and locked citizens in their homes. The Chinese government and the World Health Organization, which is virtually controlled by China, falsely declared that there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Later, they falsely said people without symptoms would not spread the disease. The United Nations must hold China accountable for their actions. In addition, every year, China dumps millions and millions of tons of plastic and trash into the oceans, overfishes other countries' waters, destroys vast swaths of coral reef, and emits more toxic mercury into the atmosphere than any country anywhere in the world. China's carbon emissions are nearly twice what the U.S. has, and it's rising fast. By contrast, after I withdrew from the one-sided Paris Climate Accord, last year America reduced its carbon emissions by more than any country in the agreement. Those who attack America's exceptional environmental record while ignoring China's rampant pollution are not interested in the environment. They only want to punish America, and I will not stand for it. If the United Nations is to be an effective organization, it must focus on the real problems of the world. This includes terrorism, the oppression of women, forced labor, drug trafficking, human and sex trafficking, religious persecution, and the ethnic cleansing of religious minorities. America will always be a leader in human rights. My administration is advancing religious liberty, opportunity for women, the decriminalization of homosexuality, combating human trafficking, and protecting unborn children. We also know that American prosperity is the bedrock of freedom and security all over the world. In 3 short years, we built the greatest economy in history, and we are quickly doing it again. Our military has increased substantially in size. We spent $2.5 trillion over the last 4 years on our military. We have the most powerful military anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. We stood up to decades of China's trade abuses. We revitalized the NATO alliance, where other countries are now paying a much more fair share. We forged historic partnerships with Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador to stop human smuggling. We are standing with the people of Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela in their right.
All right, the full speech is on InfoWars.com. And I know listeners hear him saying, we've got a vaccine, America strong. He's doing that because the Gates UN plan is to keep us closed for a couple years and saying we can't reopen until we get a vaccine. So by him checkmating them and coming out with a vaccine, that restarts the economy, which is their main target. It's a very dangerous gamble, but I understand why Trump's doing it, because at least half the public is buying into all this fear. So how is he supposed to get them to go back to work and get out of the shell that's supposedly never going to end, according to the UN? So I am not for the vaccine. I think it's all dangerous. It all causes bad autoimmune problems. Most of these vaccines are contaminated. But what we don't want is the Bill Gates vaccine. So I know exactly what Trump's doing. Doesn't mean I'm even endorsing it. There's been a lot of misinformation out there that I am endorsing Trump and his vaccine. No, I am wargaming why he's doing it. And the people that say that I'm promoting the vaccine clip out a 10-second clip out of context, just like mainstream media does. But that's on them. But I get a lot of calls, a lot of emails. You know, you get stuff people saying, is it true we should take the vaccine? That's up to you. I'm not taking anything other than the normal vitamins and minerals that fortify my immunity. We should open the phones up and talk about that and bring up Trump and bring up his vaccine pushing. Because, again, it's very Machiavellian. I know what he's doing. The leftist media tells us America is closed forever. America is going to fall apart. The virus destroyed us. But, oh, China's open for business. And so if Trump can head them off and say, oh, no, we're not going to have a vaccine in 2022 or late 2021. We have it now, and go to these other companies that don't have the special vaccine Gates is developing that literally goes in and reprograms your cell as a guinea pig, that just is the excuse to open everything up, and then most people don't get the vaccine. We'll see, though, as this unfolds. But if they keep the economy locked down, the depression will be irreversible, will collapse, the third world will die, it'll be hell on earth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So, again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
Servants of Satan are working around the clock to silence the people of not just the United States, but of the world. Because there is a great awakening taking place. Everyone I talk to, everywhere I go, people that weren't even religious or spiritual now understand this is a fight between good and evil. And they're finding Christ. And they're finding the prophecies that aren't like Nostradamus, vague, but are very, very detailed and extremely specific, that are now coming true at a frightening rate. Frightening because so many people are still living under the control of the god of this world, Satan. Do not realize that their immortal souls are in grave danger. Do not fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul, as the good book warns us. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm very honored to be on air still during this time. Every day we're still on air is a blessing. So please pray for InfoWars. Pray for yourself, pray for the children, and pray for the world. God bless you all.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity. There is a forced evolution taking place. The scientific ruling elite believe they are transcending to a silicon life form. While they are making this hypothetical, very dangerous transition that is guaranteed doomed to fail and create nightmares that are almost unimaginable, their plan for us is extermination, or spiking the cannon. Like after a major war is done, you don't want those weapons used again, you get rid of them. We are being rendered into scrap metal right now. So think about all your ancestors, think about your grandparents, think about your parents, think about your children, think about the future, and ask yourself, are you really going to let a bunch of crazy mad scientists steal the future destiny of everyone and basically use us like guinea pigs to experiment so they can try to find cures to cancer and things, not for us, but for them? Bill Gates is the leader of this organization. Bill Gates is the enemy of humanity. Decide what you're going to do, America. Decide what you're going to do, humanity.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud. Had had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I wrote a letter to my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on a Tennessee stud.
All right.
The Tennessee stud.
Dr. Mercola from Mercola.com. Dr. Joseph Mercola will join us for much of the next hour.
He had the nerve and he had the blood.
Then I'm going to open the phones up for the entire third hour. Then John Rappaport takes over for an hour before the war room. I do want to get into the latest developments with the whole COVID-19 situation. There's a new big letter with hundreds of doctors and thousands of other medical workers saying no medical justification for emergency measures. Open letter, hundreds of doctors, health providers urge into the lockdown. And you can go see it for yourself and sign on to it if you'd like. That's at InfoWars.com. But see, what they're doing is they're getting rid of normal behavior. There's always thousands dying of pneumonia every year per country. There's always thousands dying of the flu. But now they're fetishizing it where, well, if there's any possibility you can die, you just can't ever go outside again, even though statistically you can get viruses there and die. And I know we all know the statistics and the numbers. The globalists don't care. Because half the population, at least, especially who are TV heads, are highly suggestible. And to them, it's the perception that there are millions of dead. You know, Joe Biden comes out and says 200 million people are dead. There are folks defending that who believe that happened. It's not even a million worldwide. And if you look at the flu numbers all over the world, they're no longer counting flu numbers. In Europe and Japan and China and here, they all call it COVID-19. This is completely synthetic. This is a scam. This is a power grab. There's an article out called The Emperor's New Clothes from Tablet Magazine dealing with a Chinese scientist in Hong Kong who worked at the WHO who saw the evidence that it was man-made and that it came out of Wuhan on purpose. And again, she's being censored everywhere. And Facebook threatens to unpublish Mark Dice page for Rittenhouse video that just shows what Rittenhouse really did. So we'll be breaking all that down. And also Target stores boarded up in Louisville, Kentucky, preparation for potential Breonna Taylor riots. When that verdict comes out later today, we're going to be following all of that. And then now there's just so many Black Lives Matter videos of horrible, evil, dumbed down, mindless people, black, white, you name it, coming up and just saying the most racist, horrible people, horrible things to white people. It's just so sad to see this division and so sad to see the backlash of whites becoming radicalized and the globalists just playing us all off against each other. It's so sad. Soros is the main guy funding all of this, but he's just the front guy. They're so evil. And this is the Democratic Party and this is the globalists that are bringing in all the Islamists to Europe and then making it against the law to report on the different, crimes and things that they are. Crimes and things that they are committing. There's this little Velcro thing on this headpiece, earpiece that's driving me crazy. So remind me during the break to take it off because it's just like hanging down on my back and driving me nuts. I wore a t-shirt today. I didn't wear my normal sports jacket and stuff because we were going to go for like an 8-mile hike this morning at 6 a.m. in the dark. And we took a wrong turn. People were arguing with me with the GPS. I said, we need to go this way. We didn't go that way. We went a couple miles out of the way. So we went basically hiked like 10 miles, some of it, you know, bouldering and going through the woods at night. And man, my sciatica, which doesn't hit a lot, but it did hit, is just flamethrower pain. But I'm not going to take painkillers for it. I'm not going to even take Advil. I'm just going to ignore it, take a hot bath when I get home tonight. But it's kind of good sometimes when I'm in pain or sick. Folks say I do a better show because it makes me slow down a little bit. And so that's what's going on. I haven't had a half bottle of whiskey or anything. I am just super tired from that because at 46 and not having a lot of time to work out like I used to as much, 10-mile hike in the dark, climbing over a bunch of boulders and stuff. The 7 miles was fun. But the last 3 miles, I was like, man, I am sick of this. This is not fun, but I'll certainly get the benefits from it. Okay, enough about that. There's a lot of other just over-the-top news we're going to be breaking down. In unprecedented monetary overhaul, the Fed is preparing to deposit digital dollars directly into each American's account. BigZeroHedge.com article about that. It's also posted at Infowars.com. And that's really a big, big deal. You know, I don't like living in a welfare state like that, and I don't like that in spirit. But in function, we've already had trillions and trillions of bailout that mainly got grabbed by Jeff Bezos that got $33 billion of it and other globalists. Trump, when he learned that most of it wasn't getting to the people, he said then, we're going to try to have this directly to the people to get the economy turbocharged and going again. And so that is definitely what's going on. And yes, it in theory could devalue the dollar, but here's the problem. China has already probably, the numbers are five times overinflated their currencies versus ours globally. They have an internal and external currency, yen and yuan. They are also paying to have media run articles, this is on record, bad-mouthing the dollar. So what matters now is that the United States end up with the world reserve currency still and China not get that. Because if we lose the dollar, it's over. And so right now, it's about the dollar being propped up domestically. So when you see CNN, MSNBC, all these stations, and foreign news saying the dollar's dead, the dollar's going under, and then they get people that are so-called fiscal conservatives to technically sit there and go, well, this is wrong. Well, they're not living in the real world. You know, a quote I gave a few weeks ago was taken out of context. I said, listening to big libertarian establishment, Heritage Foundation type propaganda isn't real libertarianism when the rest of the world economies are rigged. And so when we're libertarian and open up, they exploit us and use that against us. And so one of the dumbest things I ever did was being a pure libertarian, and that's why the big banks and people did fund that libertarian movement, to make us all a bunch of schmucks and not protect our markets. So it's taken out of context that I hate all libertarians. No, I get the social issues with libertarians. I get the mutual agreement not to initiate aggression. I think a lot of libertarian ideas are fantastic. They're very Americana, but in function and with the party itself and who they are, they're a bunch of leftists at the top of it, and that have endorsed the COVID lockdowns and all the rest of it, and they just support the complete collapse of this country. So we're in a war to have confidence in the nation, the military, our currency, and our culture. We need to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in what made America great. We do need a strong defensive military that pulls back, licks its wounds, and then prepares to protect itself, not just in the physical realm, but in the cyber area. And we need to then get control of the military and the intelligence agencies that globalists still have partial control of, and have them stop engaging in psyops against the American people and start engaging in real soft power by being open and good and truthful and virtuous. That's what real power is. Not sneaking around and running scams and dividing people. And there's a real fight inside our intelligence agencies. You know, I thought about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, the Pentagon came out and they quoted Drudge Report back when Drudge was really waking folks up and said, you know, we know that we've been lying to the public, and we're making a commitment here at the Pentagon to stop lying to you like we did about all these different things. And we're not going to let the politicians turn us into liars anymore. And it was the Deputy Secretary of Defense. We got to find that speech and put that out. And I think the headline was Deputy Secretary of Defense says they're going to stop lying because of Drudge Report. And it was actually the headline. They went on to say alternative independent media. And I thought it was a cynical move at the time. But if you looked at the faces of everybody in there, some of them were crying. These are the civilians of the Pentagon that have to sit there and lie to everybody all day and run all this. So there's a real civil war inside the government. And it's real simple what side we should be on. The one that's pro-America, the one that our fathers and mothers and grandparents were part of, the one that believes in freedom and the right to self-defense and capitalism, and the one that we know is successful and isn't perfect because we never really realized its true aims. And so that's where I'm coming from on that front. It's just really amazing. And to see people throwing down their American birthright to take on globalist birthright with Jeff Bezos and Tim Cook and Xi Jinping. You think those guys They don't just not care about you. They have a will to dominate you. They are psychotic monsters. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, only way the dog hunts is to spread the links. We'll be right back. I know you're going to spread those links and tell folks about those local stations.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them. And we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Don't let Black Lives Matter rewrite your history. As Black Lives Matter continues to lose support from the masses, it seems they are now trying to do damage control after realizing that attacking the nuclear family, emboldening criminals to burn down the U.S., and pushing Marxist ideologies onto America wasn't the best way to win over hearts and minds. Black Lives Matter, which has been linked to over 90% of the riots this past summer, has completely removed their What We Believe page, which housed some pretty extreme ideas. And before BLM tries to backtrack and push the idea that they are all for peace and simply uplifting the downtrodden black man, let's look into what BLM actually stands for and what they are trying to hide. When reading through their now-deleted What We Believe page, the main phrases and sentences that pop out all seem to surround demonizing men, heterosexuality, and disrupting the nuclear family. For example, one of the key phrases on their page is their declaration to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure, aka destroy the traditional family with one mother and one father and then replace them with villages. That is then followed by more ideology where women and parents are mentioned, but nowhere on the whole page are fathers or men mentioned in a positive light. Also attacked is the idea of heterosexuality being the norm. Their page stated that they gathered with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking, or rather, the belief that all in the world are heterosexual. They also discuss their goal of dismantling cisgender privilege and talk about uplifting transgender people, specifically transgender women. The word comrade, primarily used in communist or socialist settings, is also heavily used throughout their page. But that has all since been deleted. But not forgotten. We will never forget the Marxist ideologies that BLM was founded upon, or the legacy of death, destruction, violence, and chaos they have left behind. This year alone, Black Lives Matter has been tied to 91% of the riots that have ravaged America. A new study by Princeton University revealed that over the 3-month span from May to September of this year, there were over 630 riots across the U.S., with 91% of these riots linked to BLM. So out of all of those photos, videos, and news reports of looted businesses, beat up Americans or burned down car lots, about 9 out of 10 of those were incidents directly tied to the Black Lives Matter movement. But the movement's destruction doesn't stop there. Since the beginning of the riots in May, cities across the U.S. have suffered up to $2 billion in damages due to the riots linked to BLM, a record-breaking number never seen in the history of the U.S. And let's not forget the BLM leaders who continue to embolden this type of behavior through either refusing to condemn rioting and looting or praising it by equating it to reparations.
Care if somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take it, because these businesses have insurance.
The problem with oppression and white supremacy is white supremacy will have you criticizing the oppressed and worshiping the oppressors.
Millions of dollars have also been raised in the name of Black Lives Matter, with these funds continuously used to bail out and re-release BLM rioters back onto the streets. For example, the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which raised over $30 million after the death of George Floyd and has been promoted by politicians such as Kamala Harris, has used their funds to continually bail out the criminals arrested at violent riots, with many of these individuals having a history of violence, sexual assault, or even murder. As Black Lives Matter continues to embolden criminal behavior and push Marxist ideologies throughout America, people have begun to fear for their lives as this malicious mob continues to terrorize Americans and force them to stand in solidarity with the group.
Say Black Lives Matter right now.
Black Lives Matter. Louder, Jimmy.
Black Lives Matter.
Louder, Jimmy. Say it so that my kids can hear it.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter may try to rewrite their history or hide the reality of what they truly stand for, but they have left a huge stain on this country's history, and America will not soon forget the real legacy that this organization has left behind. This has been Savannah Hernandez for Action 7 News.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
You've been a messin'. All right, again, Alex Jones here back live. I went for a 10-mile hike this morning, including some stomping around bouldering, and my sciatica went out. I'm still here on air. I'm in a little bit of pain, so I'm making mistakes. I said Dr. Joseph Mercola was on next hour. He's on in the third hour. So we look forward to that. I'm going to open the phones up in this hour, again, for first-time callers. That includes folks that were still on hold when the show ended yesterday. I'm going to really try to just get a limit, let's say, of 7 or 8 callers. That way nobody else gets left on hold. And I'll actually get to all your calls this hour on what do you make of Trump's China speech, calling out China for the COVID-19 virus and, you know, saying that that's what really happened, because the evidence shows that. They're censoring even Tucker Carlson on Facebook when he has whistleblowers on. And they admit it came out of that lab. It's just incredible. What do you make of that? What do you make of 40 days of the election how they're trying to plunge the dollar and crash the dollar, and how China's threatening war against the United States and doing flyovers on Hong Kong and Taiwan. What do you make of all the new COVID-19 lockdowns that are unfolding and all the other craziness that is happening? Let's go over some of these headlines. Here's the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 is the toll-free number. And most folks can call from other countries on the toll-free, but some countries can't. So you dial the U.S. access code and 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. And it's good we still have phone lines because more and more you can't communicate on the WhatsApp with Facebook. You can't communicate in these other big text apps. All over the world, big tech is in live time watching what you type and not letting you send it. Talk about beyond the old Soviet Union, beyond 1984, and they're just doing it, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands of medical doctors banned or restricted for talking about, hey, if you have vitamin C, if you have zinc, if you have vitamin D3, the NIH website says, and it's a fact, that it's very hard for viruses to replicate in the cells. In fact, if you're taking large dosages of those three things, many scientists and doctors say it's impossible. The problem is, as you get older, you don't absorb as much. And to sit there and to finally have Fauci come out and say that last week was a big deal, because everyone was calling him out, going, you say the UN says no vitamins or minerals are a good preventative? BS, buddy boy. You will die without vitamin C. You will die without vitamin D. You will die without zinc. You will die without iodine. These are facts. And they're stubborn things that these enemies don't want you to know. Because if the average person knew that they shouldn't eat fast food all day and not take organic vitamins and minerals, you would have almost no cases of people dying from viruses. And scientists know that. But there's so many people that have lots of calories, but they're starving to death with deficiencies. And again, if you do not have, guys, search engine, I forget the number. How many essential vitamins and minerals are there? Where they know within 6 months you die. A cold comes by, you die. I forget the exact number, but there's, was it 20-something vitamins? It's more than a dozen minerals, isn't it? I mean, let's see if I'm right. Let's just go from memory. How many vitamins, just type in, how many vitamins and how many minerals are essential? And essential means for living. And look, I know I got hundreds of articles and hundreds of clips, and I got guests coming up, and your phone calls. Why am I saying this every hour on the hour? Because this will save lives, ladies and gentlemen. This will absolutely save lives. All right. I like to take them all, but it says 13 essential vitamins. Okay, well, I thought all 20-something were essential. And then how many minerals are essential? And again, who knows who's even saying this? From the scientists I've talked to, they say they're all basically essential. How much do you know about the 13 essential vitamins the body needs? 13 essential vitamins your body needs are, and then it goes through them all. And then Wikipedia or whatever saying 16. See what I mean? They all differ. Calcium, iron. Let's just go through these. Calcium, iron, sulfur, sodium, chloride, magnesium, iron, zinc, copper, manganese, iodine, selenium, chromium, a microscopic amount of fluoride, but not sodium fluoride. Sodium fluoride is what you need. It's the hydrofluorosilicic that you don't want. Super poisonous. Those are your glands. So, again, just go read that for yourself. And I'm not going to go down that rabbit trail anymore. It's just very, 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 very frustrating. So let's look at this. No medical justification for emergency measures. Open letter. Hundreds of doctors. Thousands of healthcare workers. It's on Infowars.com. This is just out of Belgium. We Belgian doctors and health professionals wish to express our serious concern about the evolution of the situation in the recent months surrounding the outbreak of SARS-CoV-2 virus. That's its technical name. We call on politicians to independently and critically informed in the decision-making process and the compulsory implementation of corona measures. We ask for an open debate where all experts are represented without any form of censorship. That's because you're not allowed to on any major platform in the world. That's UN control, folks, right there. Boom. It's world government. After the initial panic surrounding COVID-19, the objective facts now show a completely different picture. Completely different picture. You hear that? There is no medical justification for any emergency policy anymore. The current crisis management has become totally disproportionate and causes more damage than it does any good. We call for an end to all measures and ask for an immediate restoration of our normal democratic governance and legal structures and of all of our civil liberties. And wait for it. Facebook has been censoring their letter. Thousands of medical workers, hundreds in one country, over 100 doctors, and the list is getting bigger. They're like, sorry, you can't talk. The UN said. But Trump can get up there and say it's a China virus. Trump can get up there and say, because he's the president, he has a voice. But almost no one else does. Everybody else has a platform on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube. You try to create a website, try to promote it there. Oh, sorry, can't do that. Because it's a takeover. And I know the audience knows this, but people have to understand. I'd say about a third of the people I saw on the hike and bike trail this morning, we got more populated areas. We were in some rougher areas for the first part of it. We're wearing masks. They'd see us. They put them on. And I just say, come on. It's 10 to 100 times lower than the flu, depending on where you are. And it's a vitamin deficiency. And they would laugh at me. And one woman said, you're a white supremacist. I said, hey, how you doing? I see you put your mask on. You know, it's at least 10 times weaker than the flu, and they're using it as a power grab. And, you know, the third world, millions are starving to death. She goes, oh, you're into white power. The third world starving to death? We need to stop the lockdown that's killing them? I'm for white power? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It was a white woman, of course. But she knew who I was. And then it was really weird. I forget the guy's name. I forgot to ask the crew. I've seen him before. They ran into a big YouTuber that had, you know, hundreds of videos of millions of views apiece. And he lives in Austin, and both Pat and Tim that were with me were like, whoa, this is such and such. And after we talked to him, he was a listener. You know, he said, hi. We went walking, and they went, you know, he's been banned off everything now, too. And that was Pat Riley telling Tim that. And Tim couldn't believe it because the guy isn't even political. He just tells jokes. But see, these thought controllers want control of everything. They just picked InfoWars, demonized us to set the precedent so nobody would stand up for us while they demonize us at the same time. And then when that domino fell, everybody else was next. And I watched all the other conservatives and all the other people. Oh, Jones, we'd love to have you on, but we might get censored. And I said, that's okay. A man only dies once, a coward dies 1,000 deaths. By you doing that, by you not all rallying at once behind free speech, you'll now be picked off one after the other. Someone that didn't back down, who wasn't a coward, was Mark Dice. He's defended me massively. And notice he's still on air, though they're honing in on him now, starting to censor him. So that's how it all goes down, ladies and gentlemen. Your calls and a lot more straight ahead. 877-789-ALEX. We'll be back.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The date is Wednesday, September 23rd. The year is 2020, and we are 4-0, 4-0, 0-0 out on the most important election in world history. Nationalism versus globalism, a pro-human future versus the end of humanity and Satan's great dream. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to go right to your calls here in a moment and cover a ton of vital news and information. And Dr. Joseph Mercola will join us in Hour 3 ahead of investigative journalist John Rappaport. This is the InfoWar. And we stand for humanity and justice and truth, and we are winning. All right. Let me just throw this out there at you. Two things. We've extended it for another 4 or 5 days, and then they are going to end it. It's the highest quality storable food at the lowest prices. We sell the whole catalog at InfoWarsStore.com. But they have rules, because they have other suppliers, that they can't go beneath a certain point, because it undercuts the market, unless they're doing a special promo themselves. And so we did it on their website at preparewithalex.com. That's a subdomain of my Patriot Supplies website, preparewithalex.com. You get an additional $170 off one of their smaller food packages. That's huge. $100 off another one, $170 off another one. And those specials are there. We can put it up on screen, preparewithalex.com. 5 days, 14 hours, 37 minutes, 31 seconds. And if I was going to get swirlable food, and I have, this is where I'd get it. I've also augmented with some of this gourmet stuff. I tried a lot of other places. And again, it costs 3 to 5 times more than this. And some of the stuff is just tastes way better than what you get at the grocery store. They've got stuff that tastes gourmet. A lot of it tastes okay. It's all good. It's all nutritious. It's all high quality. For the price you're paying, nothing comes close to this, especially all the little side desserts and their creams and their gravies and everything else. I'm getting hungry talking about it. So preparewithalex.com, that helps fund the InfoWar. It's a major checkbox everybody needs to get taken care of with all the craziness going on. Because even if Trump wins, things are going to be crazy for the next few years, and probably forever now. Things are just getting the singularity, the robots, the globalism, the populations, the satanic media is not going to give up. I mean, this is biblical. So getting storable food that lasts 25 years is critical. Do it now. Get the best deal and fund the InfoWar. Also, when I want to clean out my cells, and every time I forget to take DNA Force Plus, I'm like, you're an idiot. You need to do it. It's got PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi, astragalus, ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more. This is one of the strongest, highest quality organic systems, because, you know, they've got synthetic PQQs and CoQ10s and all that, and they, quite frankly, probably don't even do anything. This is the real deal, and it's known to regrow nerves. It's known to make your telomeres last longer. I mean, this is an amazing product, DNA Force. Even though it's going to sell out, we don't get more for 2 months, I want to just move it out of the warehouse so that we know we've got funds to operate. Very close to cost, 60% off and free shipping. Now's the time to get DNA Force Plus. And then separately, fall is here. And if you're not somebody that swims in lakes and stuff when it's getting cold, like I do, I'm a polar bear, and if you're not somebody that goes out and, you know, lays out in your backyard, even when it's 60 degrees, 40 degrees, I mean, I just love it. You need sun. The best way is vitamin D3 from the sun. You need vitamin D3 under the tongue. This is the highest quality, highest rated we can get with vitamin K to help the absorption. This is for children. This is for women. This is for men. This is for old people especially. But everybody should be fortifying with D3 in general for everything. It is essential. Now, the God Fauci has said it is. It is. You know, Fauci said you don't need oxygen. They might strangle all the children in school to say you don't need oxygen anymore. And the CDC actually said breathing is bad. It spreads COVID now. I'm not joking. So, you know, they say, well, you know, we have to kill everybody. It'll spread COVID. We have to, everybody's dead. There'll be no more COVID problem. That's literally the mindlessness of these people because they're programming you with psychological warfare to be given so much garbage and so many lies, you just give up. Well, don't give up. Fight harder. Get stronger. So I'm going to stop ranting. Winter Sun is going to sell out as well, but we're getting more of it in about a month, but I would get it now. It is 50% off plus free shipping. You're not going to find a vitamin D3 anywhere near this for $19.95. Okay, we put a lot of money into these products, and we're very, very proud of them. There's a lot of synthetic crap out there that does nothing. In fact, because you see studies always like, oh, you don't need vitamins and minerals. This study showed it gave people liver problems. The synthetic multivitamins that are 10 bucks for a bottle, and it's all synthetic vitamins, that's not a real vitamin. That's deadly poisonous. That's so sick how they operate. You want organic vitamins. All right. I'm going to stop right there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Thank you all for your support. We got Chuck. We got Dustin. We got Brendan. We got Kevin. We got Cameron, Jim, Susan, Josh, Jay. Let's go ahead and talk to Cameron in the great state of Texas. Cameron, thanks for calling.
Hello, sir. It's good to speak with you today.
Absolutely. Dittos.
Yeah, I was calling because I wanted to get your take on the CDC director saying that the mask is going to be more effective than a coronavirus vaccine.
Yes, that's because the entire CDC, with Fauci and Redfield and all these guys, whatever the hell his name is, they're all work for Gates. They all work for the globalists. They're all on record. And so they've got their vaccine that Fauci owns part of four of the vaccines with Gates. Gates owns part of seven of the regular vaccines, and then the new vaccine that goes in and reprograms the DNA that's totally experimental, makes almost everyone sick that takes it. There's been deaths. I mean, this is crazy. And so they're having the CDC head and others come out and say, oh, the mask is better than vaccines because they want to keep the crisis going. They want to keep the lockdown going until Gates comes out with his beyond vaccine, his cellular reprogramming GMO mutation injection.
Well, one last thing. I was going to plug some products, but you just took a lot of time with the products, and I don't want to take from other callers, but I probably have 10 of your shirts and probably take 15 of your supplements daily, so I want to thank you for that.
Well, brother, you've kept us on air despite all the enemy attacks, and God bless you. We couldn't do it without you. But, I mean, your point is great, though. Hey, what do you think of Trump coming out and saying he's for a vaccine, and now he's got Gates and the Democrats saying don't take his vaccine? Don't you see the genius of him coming out to end the lockdown and saying we'll take this other vaccine that isn't the one Gates made to cut Gates out? Don't, I mean, I see what he's doing. Doesn't mean I think it's a safe gamble, but it's definitely working right now.
No, I think it makes total sense. That's why I listened to your analysis, because I would have never broke it down that way. But like I said, I don't want to take too much time, but I do want to get your input on one other thing from around the end of 2019 to the beginning of 2020. All of the CEOs and all these businesses from Disney
quitting
to Apple,
and cashing out. Quitting and cashing out.
What do you make of that now that we're 6 months into this and no one's talking about that anymore?
They had plans on the shelf 20 years ago to release a bioweapon and trigger a lockdown. The first bioweapon would not be that deadly. It would just be a simulant to practice the lockdown. Then once that lockdown happened, they would then release another bioweapon within a year to two that would actually kill billions. So this is all a dress rehearsal for them wiping everybody out. So now that they've gotten to this point, the 1,300 CEOs are moving to armored fortresses. In really the big secret place is central Canada out in the middle of nowhere. They're building armored redoubts. New Zealand, Tasmania, Kauai. That's why they've got martial law in Hawaii is for Zuckerberg and others. And so they've all been led on. In fact, I was led into this by a research scientist who were working high level at UT with Dr. Pianca, who was openly planning, you know, praising 90% dying from an airborne Ebola. He even got visited by the FBI after we exposed him. I talked to some of the folks that worked with him and others, and they were already moved out to Hunt and out to Kerrville and places because they were thinking it could be released at any time. Because they were big liberals. They were actually let in on the meetings about how they're going to kill everybody. So they're moving back. They're preparing to kill everybody. So, yeah, folks, I mean, they're going to kill you and your family. I mean, just get ready. I'm trying to stop them here. I'm sorry. It's all true.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful
of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, show these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been municipalized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and the global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parrots, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here. The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalists, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
For your mind. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll run back to your phone calls in just a moment. But first, this just in. Louisville grand jury indicts one of the officers involved in Breonna Taylor's death. That probably won't be enough, so the city will probably burn. Protesters demand justice for her. Hundreds of protesters gathered during a rally demanding justice for Breonna Taylor outside the Kentucky State Capitol. A Louisville grand jury indicted only one of the three officers involved. The fatal shooting of the 26-year-old Breonna Taylor Wednesday. Police investigators Britt Hankinson, Miles Cosgrove, and Jonathan Mattingly fired their weapons during the botched operation in which police shot and killed Taylor. A $15,000 bond was set for Hankerson. Hankerson was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment. The court announced Wednesday no charges were announced against the other officers. I think you'll see rioting. That's what Soros has paid people to do. All right. I'm going to go back to your phone calls. Some other really interesting news here in the stack, but I'll get to that at the start of the next segment. That was a really good caller last segment. And I want listeners to understand something. You know, I make a statement like the globalists want to kill you and your family. And if I make that statement, you have to understand I've made several films on that topic, and I've shown you all the proof in films like Endgame, and that's really what they're planning to do. So I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that, but I think it does take a little bit of backing it up, doesn't it? You've all heard that Bill Gates wants to depopulate the planet. You've heard about Ted Turner saying it. You see all the TV shows about humans are bad and we need to have a world without humans. I mean, that's their mainline view now. 26 years ago when I was first talking about it, it was only in their own publications, their own white papers. But now you see headlines in the Wall Street Journal, dreaming of the end of humanity, and NBC similar headlines. So now they've externalized all this. You have to understand, though, how they're going to do it. First, they teach you not to love yourself and to hate yourself and to learn to lie down and let them run over you so you don't have a life force and a survival instinct. And then once they've done that, they organize groups to be divided. They try to shut down the economy. They try to pump us with all these psychotropic drugs that make us suicidal so we give up hope and are not connected to God. They want us to give up on the future, not to have children, not to bet on humanity. That's their main mission because they're here to, again, depopulate, kill, steal, and destroy. That's the spirit they follow. But they've rolled out plans about how they're going to manage the new controlled societies, and then they tell you, oh, because of climate change, there's going to be bio events that kill billions of people. And of course, they don't add they're going to do it, but in other white papers, they do admit they're going to do it. So it's all there, 95% of it. They just don't finish the statement, but it's all completely obvious. Then you get deeper into their literature, they all admit it. And so once they've got robots tending the fields, once they've got robot cars driving up down the roads, once Amazon has 100-story buildings with thousands of drones flying out an hour, delivering everything because we're non-essential, and because of lockdowns, because of the flu or other viruses, then we've been taught that we're non-essential. Then they can morally get us, they say, to sign on to giving up our rights to not have children or become sterilized or sterilize our children to get credits. So that's one phase of this. But they debate whether to go into that phase and just sterilize us and drug us out and kind of slowly phase us out over the next 50 years or get the control grid, get the robots in place, have a bunch of smaller lockdowns to train us to stay in place so when the big one hits, we stay in our houses and we die. And a lot of the intel is they're going to use electromagnetics to actually kill us. We'll think it's a bioweapon while we're dying, and they'll just move down the different paths with the electromagnetics killing us. It'll be carried out by things like robot trash trucks. And you'll just think it's robot trash trucks going around, but really they're going to have high-energy weapons loaded up in the top, frying you and your family. And then when you die in a few weeks, the same trash trucks are going to pull up, and robots will unload out of the back and then go get your dead bodies and put you in bags and then take you out and throw you into the back. So they've got a whole plan. And so, again, they're going to herd you into the super cities where you think you're safe. They're going to lock you down on them, claiming it's all about surveilling the bio threat. And the more you get locked down, the worse the bio threat gets, okay? And this is really, again, just a giant execution grid. And they let the doctors and the scientists in on this. So a lot of leftist scientists are let in on the higher level because they're like, yeah, let's get rid of people. Yeah, it's cool. But it's more academic then. It's more something that's theoretical. Then these people tend to have children. And then they're in the meetings and they get into a higher level meeting where they go, we're having a tabletop exercise where a race-specific mouse pox is released that kills 98%. And you know, it's sad it's probably going to happen, but it will save the earth. How do we contain the populations and keep the reactors from melting down and keep the crowds from getting out of the cities? So now we're going to work in the next year on a plan. And here we've got men from the Department of Defense and the Central Intelligence Agency and the Ford Foundation, Rand Corporation, here to help us. And then you work with them for 6 months and you find out what you're doing is creating the battle plan to kill everybody. I have met and had dinner and stayed with people who have been in those meetings, okay? I mean, folks, they're going to kill everybody. I mean, they're going to kill you and your family. So, people just think I was crazy telling you all this because, I mean, watch Endgame, folks. I tell you all in a 2.5-hour film everything that was going to happen. And 70% of it's happened now, just as I said. You want the rest of it to happen? When you're Jeff Bezos and you're Ted Turner and you're Bill Clinton and you're George Soros and you're Bill Gates and you've got trillions of dollars together and you've got the whole planet through fraud and the public's all stupid and dumbed down. They all talk about how much they hate going out in public and seeing the general public, how much they hate going to national parks and seeing you there and how you're eating up all their food and how you're a big problem and how they want to get rid of you. And so, and you sit there and let them plan all of this and then do nothing back to them, they believe it's their right to do this to you. Now, they're so pissed on their timelines because of what I've done and what others have done, exposing the timeline of this, that they're going to have real problems executing this. They've done the math. They know that they're going to end up getting fished out of their holes by whoever's left and are not going to escape justice. And that's really our mission, is to make them understand they're not going to get away with it. The problem is they have a plan B. And that's the issue. Here's the deal. We've cornered these people, and they may just skip to the end and release a super bioweapon early. They were planning to straitjacket us and train us to be slaves because they're orderly. They want it to be orderly, how they kill us and have us kind of buy into it and change and acclimate, you know, have a few years to get ready and take our vaccines and take our tracker chips and everything. But I realize, and I've been watching them closely, that I think we may have pushed them just to go to the end game right away and release the weapons. So just remember who killed you and your family. Because some of you are going to survive. And then at that point, you're going to need to carry out justice. I wish we could stop these people, but I wish we could stop killing billions of babies. I wish we could stop selling out to China. I wish we could stop being Satanist. But we're going to be judged, and God's removing his protection from us right now. So these globalists see the ugly strip malls, and they see your little house, and they see your little swimming pool, and they just think you're ugly, and they don't like you because they're projecting their own hatred of themselves onto you. And they just have this view of this pastoral, beautiful future world, and they're going to have life extension, but you can't have it because that'd be too many people. And they've just decided to wipe everybody out. And, you know, I don't agree with them because I know they're a bunch of evil people. They're worse than the general public. But the general public are a bunch of self-absorbed, stupid, lazy, empty, non-giving sociopaths. And you are conjuring your own destruction. So it's going to be bad one way or the other. And I just don't want to be negative here, but lying to you would be even more negative. So just get ready. Things are never going to be the same. And if we can hold them back, maybe we got 10, 15, 20 years. But I don't think so. I think the killing's about to start. I think they're going to start killing everybody. So get ready. And all you leftists, get ready for your bosses to kill you.
Real power comes from the grassroots. And real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalist. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand. When you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down, the long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, If Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back live. I'm Alex Jones. Sorry I pontificated last segment, but that really is the big enchilada. That's the whole nine yards. That's the whole plan, and I'm sorry it's so horrible. I hate to have to tell you this, but they're all over news saying we kill babies for Satan. We love Satan. I mean, that's on mainline TV now. It's all over TikTok. I mean, they're just, the devil's real. Evil's real. And people just turn loose of God and get into evil, and then everything collapses and blows up and burns. So, sorry. And the entity that wants to kill us, Satan, knows he has to get God out of our lives so that he can move in against us. Prayer is the answer, I'm telling you, folks, and then action. Chuck in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you. First off, you got a friend in Pennsylvania, my man. Second off, what Trump's been saying is great, but, you know, I just keep on getting aggressive. You should just stay aggressive and get more aggressive with them.
No, I agree, but I mean, we've said call out China, call out Bill Gates, call out the New World Order. He's starting to do it.
I know if I do something wrong, I'm going to end up in jail or go here or there. What makes these people so special?
Well, that's another question. By the way, Chuck, you got a friend in Texas. Why if it came out of China in the Wuhan lab, that's been confirmed now, why would our media block us as citizens saying, or even the president? That just shows how crazy they are, right, and how they think they control reality. They don't.
Yeah, they turn everything backwards. And I've got a thing I do myself. You know, I'm a hardworking blue collar man, but, I call it the white collar movement. I take the three pack of white t-shirts and a Sharpie, and I write things. I have one, We the People Matter, 1776 with the greater than 1984 or COVID 1984. And I tell you, those three on top of your shirt, which one I'm wearing right now, liberty or death. Don't tread on
me. Beautiful, brother. You know, I've been thinking of the right shirt. I think we the people matter. It's just everybody. That's better than all lives matter. It's we the people matter because we are the people together, and we come together. We've got the power. That's why they want to divide us.
Yeah, but, you know, and, you know, it might be dark times, but we all need to stand together like Vikings. And, you know, if it's going to happen and we're going to meet our maker, make peace with your maker. Stand like a Viking and just hit him head on.
Absolutely. And look, folks, when I get up here and I say the things I say, I look back on, I go, that sounds crazy. But that's what the globalists in the UN are saying. I mean, they have articles in the Wall Street Journal saying it's time to get rid of all humans. And then I've heard this from top people. They tried to recruit my dad in like 1966 because he was top of his class and one of the top test scores at the University of Texas. He was in playing two. They called them in, the top test score kids, six of them. And said, we're going to bring in eugenics and world government. My dad said, no, thank you. But I mean, this is the cult, folks. Thank you, Chuck. It's absolutely out of control. And I know you don't want to kill everybody. You like people. So he's like, this can't be true. It is true. This is a sick power cult of these ultra rich people. It's like Nero. They're pretty sure burned down part of Rome because he wanted to expand his palace. He did, by the way, expand his palace. But I mean, it's like, why would you do that? Because I saw a Dennis Rodman video that I think I sent the producers. I didn't see it on the list yesterday, but remind me to play it tomorrow. It's a 5-minute clip with Mike Tyson. And he describes going to North Korea. And he just says what a great time he had. And he doesn't care about the problems. And it's the most satanic video. Because I like Kim Jong-un. And it's great. And you're hearing this about the great time they're having and how much he loves partying with him. And then a mile away are people starving to death and oppression when they have food. They starve them to control them. And I'm just sitting there looking at Dennis Rodman, and Mike Tyson is sitting there going, I want to meet Kim Jong-un. And it's this NFL player and Mike Tyson, this other guy, and they're so disconnected and so separated from the people that it made me want to throw up. Like, it's a fascination. Like, oh, that's really a cool dictatorship. You think these guys will stand up for you during a tyranny? Hell no. Imagine being married to one of these guys. The Britain guy, the white guy, all of them. I mean, imagine being so empty and you live in L.A. around other people and all you do is virtue signal to each other and drive around your Maseratis and then talk and brag how you hang out with a dictator that literally makes them sell their children for meat. So he can dance around and sing karaoke. They have no spiritual connection to God. You know how dangerous that is in front of God's eyes? I wouldn't want to be Dennis Rodman. And people say, oh, well, he went and helped. I was saying nice things about Dennis Rodman, you know, getting at least open a peace deal. I don't think Dennis Rodman even knows. That's what I'm saying. He's so selfish that he doesn't even care. It's like, it's beyond. It's just, they're just disconnected, folks. They're spiritually blind. And God help us. And that's what leads to all the pedophilia and the rest of it. It's about the selfishness. And it's about, well, my conscience, I don't want to do that, but this is their mind. Well, they don't want to do it, but their conscience tells them not to do it. So this evil thing says you need to do it. Then they get into it, and then they're bound by it. And just imagine being these people. Even worse, imagine living under them, which is we're about to be living under them. You know, they're under COVID lockdown. Boy, Kim Jong-un loves the COVID lockdown. Every dictator loves it. Brendan in Georgia, thanks for holding. I really appreciate it. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and God bless you, sir. So I called in hopefully to make a couple quick points. The main point is I wanted to raise awareness with the other vets. The Atlanta VA here in particular, I found is rationing health care now. And so if it was difficult for a veteran to even receive limited care before, it's definitely not going to happen now because of this COVID situation. I have called the White House hotline, Trump's White House hotline that he set up a few years ago, and filed the complaint. And so that's an ongoing battle. We're trying to get some doctors fired because they're lying to veterans and they're telling cockamamie BS stories to veterans about why they can't come into the clinic. And, you know, Trump signed a bill, but Congress didn't pass it and it's already a law. And you know, once again, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. These are MDs. These are alleged MDs.
And Brendan, I'm glad you called because there's a lot of check boxes. Why the UN, why the Rockefellers, why the Rothschilds under Gates launched this, the Global Digital Society, the digital passport, the social credit score, the getting rid of cash, the making us non-essential, the locking us in our houses. But one of the other big ones is the medical tyranny of locking up nursing homes, not letting family come, but then putting COVID patients in there, knowing the only group it really kills is old people that are deficient in vitamins and minerals, and then getting the death numbers to set the precedent to then corrupt all the nursing homes and hospitals to say, we'll arrest you in the future, if you don't do what we say, because you murdered those old people. That was a corruption on purpose, but it gets worse. Now, we're 7 months in to most cities and most hospitals and most providers saying, here's an example. I got two dental implants put in before COVID. They put the post in. Every time I try to go have the crown put on, oh, we can't. That's non-essential for you to have teeth. Okay? Now, I want to look at the numbers. 90%+ of medical procedures are not being done. Many of them are really essential. I have family that had a cyst on their ovary. They made them wait 4 months while this went on and got bigger and out of control and finally let her go in and get it dealt with. So that's what this is. And so you're paying all this insurance money and you went and signed up you're a veteran. You paid with your blood, sweat, and tears. You're supposed to be getting this. Trump says it, and they use it to sit on their ass and play golf. And it's so damn evil. It's a fraud. It's rationing healthcare like the NIH, like the National Health Service does in England. Our NIH is becoming the National Health Service of England, the NHE. So you're absolutely right, brother. Is that not outrageous?
It's completely outrageous, Alex. And it's just a huge disservice. Absolutely. I used to advocate for veterans out west. I'm from Idaho originally. And it's just a travesty. I mean, I knew what I was dealing with already, and then now to have this happening, I'm doing my part to try to raise awareness to it. And
think about this. Think about this, brother. Remember, they said, "Oh, if someone's having a heart attack, don't resuscitate them because we don't need them at the hospital right now. Let them die." Again, it's all just getting us used to getting rid of our standard, good, loving American procedures that are based in British common law and flushing 800 years of war that we had to enforce that freedom taken from us like that, brother.
Alex, you're exactly right. The words are contraction, consolidation, and vertical integration. That is their modus operandi. That is exactly what they're doing on all levels.
And saying because there's too many of us. Have you seen the new National Health Service in England? The National Health Service now says when you give someone CPR, you have to smother their face.
Alex, I'm a dual citizen. I'm a citizen of Ireland, but I was born in Idaho, so I'm an American first. So believe me, I understand the dynamics here. And so I'm an American first. I wore the uniform for this country. I wore the uniform for...
Brendan, we love you. The country's under attack. We're going to come through this. The tyrants are going to try to win. More calls on Dr. Mercola. Thank you, Brendan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's my
destruction of your soul.
Globalists have stolen all the money. Now they want to collapse society and get all the infrastructure and cull our numbers. They cannot compete with the American system. So they're going to try to get rid of us. Remember Hitler wanted to do that? He created the EU plan. The people running things are the grandchildren of the folks that funded Hitler. Learn about it. It's not a Nazi conspiracy. It's a eugenics-based operation. Go read the transcript of the Nuremberg trials. And the Nazis defended themselves, and we learned all this from the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Operation. It's incredible. Okay, let's go ahead and take more calls. I appreciate everybody holding. Who's been home the longest here? Let's go to Susan in New York, then Mitch and others. Go ahead, Susan.
Yes, Alex. Yes, I'm a first-time caller, so bear with me.
Oh, welcome.
God bless you, Alex. You know, this is my personal opinion. I want to get that out there. And I'm a simple person. And I have autoimmune hepatitis. I'm 58. And, you know, in April, I was so afraid. You know, I was pain inside. Then I'm listening to you, and thank you so much. You started to talk about the vitamin D, zinc, C. And, you know, one time I said, you know, I can't take this anymore. I went out. I went grocery shopping and all. I I've been fine. It's fine. I meet people. I met a couple in the diner. They were so nice with the kid. They were making me use, you know, all the sanitizer. And I told them about you and about what you talk about. And he was like, yeah, I heard of that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was so interested. And I just have two questions for you and then I'll get off. I'll make it brief.
Sure. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. Because we're in New York, so, you know, we have to wear the mask. But I get, like, grief from my relatives, and, you know, I want to get my nails done. Oh, keep the mask above your nose. Keep the mask above your nose. I'm like, oh, I'm so over this. And my second question is, how do you feel our president should handle China? And I, like I said, God bless you, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you. God bless.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. Wow, those are big questions. I think the president should be handling China just like he is. Very steadily trying to get them to do the right thing. He should be rounding up their agents inside the U.S. He should expand prosecutions of their American operatives for espionage.
Yes.
Watch the rats leave the sinking ship. But I would also, separately on the subject of family, go say to your family, remember it was going to be 15 days because the hospitals were going to be full. We'd have 2.5 million dead. First they said 5 million dead, then 2.5 million dead, then 2.3 million dead, then 2.2 million dead. They say it's 200,000 now, and you can show them articles where 94% died of something else. They just said they had COVID. Like this poor baby is born with its intestine outside its body, and it died because of blood loss. And the doctors, you know, went public and said they put on the death certificate COVID. It's not true. 90%+ of the tests, it turns out, are false positive. They engineered the test to be false positive. That way it's a problem that could never be fixed. Trump figured that out, so he goes, okay, let's have a vaccine to reopen the economy. That's going to kill millions if we don't. They go, oh, no, our vaccine won't be ready for a year, two more years, because they want to keep the lockdown going. That's the real goal. The vaccine is secondary. So I get what Trump is doing. I do not agree that we should have forced vaccines. Trump does not say that either. I think it's a very dangerous game the president's playing, but I don't just think Trump did that. I was let in on that by the White House. On these big issues, they've let me in on it. And I said, can I tell the public this? And they said, yeah, just don't tell people who told you. And, I was attacking Trump over the gun stuff. And then one NRA member called me, NRA board member. And then another NRA board member called me up and, you know, invited me out to their house. And then they basically gave me the same speech when, you know, hey, don't have your crew in here. Let's have a little talk in here around the kitchen table. And I got the same talk. And I've gotten some calls and the same talk from people that Trump was going to do this with the vaccine. And so he wants you to know through us that that's going on. So that's pretty heavy. And I told him, I said, I think it's a very dangerous game, but it usually seems to work. Trump knows what he's doing. So God bless you. I really appreciate your call, ma'am. All right. Dr. Mercola is with us a few segments. We look forward to that. We'll go back to your calls, I promise. I really appreciate you all. Stay with us.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore.
Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly.
This generation.
Won't you help to sing?
You stand on the shoulders of all those that came before you. All right, we're really excited for the next three segments, and I'll go back to your calls into the next hour to have Dr. Joseph Mercola. I won't go over his whole bio. He is a medical doctor. He is undoubtedly the number one voice in the last 30 years on the Internet, reaching billions of people, exposing the dangers of vaccines, giving people solutions on how to protect themselves outside of the mainline medical system and so much more. He's been on everything from ABC News with Peter Jennings to you name it, he's done it, and we always enjoy having him here with us. Last time he was on, let me just get this out of the way, because I haven't talked about this yet. I decided this morning to talk about it, and then when I saw Mercola just now on Skype, I thought, let me get this out of the way, because he was excited when he was on a month ago that, oh, you're one of the first interviews Joe Rogan's going to have on Spotify is going to be you, because Joe had told me that. And he'd already moved to Austin, just didn't want folks to know that. He was here months ago, officially moved here at the end of last month, and it moved his family here, but he was already here most of the time. And Joe hasn't lied to people, and I haven't lied to you either. Things change. What you've seen in the news about the rebellion at Spotify is real. In New York, that's where they do the sales and all the media stuff. The technical stuff is in Stockholm, Sweden. They've actually wanted Joe basically taken off air, not just his, quote, transphobic stuff saying we're biological men, we're biological women. And so people say, well, where are you on the Joe Rogan show? Hey, listen. That's all in flux, and I'm not worried about it. We have this audience. We have you. We're reaching out to people. I can tell you, Joe is very frustrated by all this. Joe did sign his contract. He can have whoever he wants, and I was put in there as an example. And I'm gonna leave it at that. I've talked to Joe, you know, at length in the last week, and I'm not just bringing up Joe Rogan, because he's the number one podcaster in the world. Just a name drop. I'm bringing it up because they're coming for everybody. They're coming for everybody that's popular to make you be their mouthpiece and to not be an open, free form discussion. This is so dangerous. And I actually pitched Dr. Joseph Mercola to Joe, and I was talking to him a few weeks ago. I said, you ought to have this Mercola on, because he asked me, he says, well, is it a real virus, or are you saying it's a hoax? I'm like, no, it's manufactured so the Gates and people can own it, in my view, control it. If you have deficiency, it can kill you. It's a bad pneumonia. But, you know, statistically, it looks like it's not as strong as pneumonia, but it's a power grab. And you know, then Joe's like, okay, well, then what guest should I have? I'm like, well, you ought to have Mercola on. And, you know, we'll see if that happens. But the reason I raise that is these type of shows are extremely important. And I know the listeners get that, but we've been running around like chickens with our heads cut off for so long as the censorship's intensified the last 5 years to now, there's not many places left like Mercola.com or StopCovidCold.com. There's not many places like Infowars.com or Newswars.com that actually get big traffic and actually have experts on. And now they're censoring individual Facebook users, and it's really rolling out, and it will be the truth that sets us free. So I wanted to get Dr. Mercola, before we get into the latest developments, and last week Fauci finally saying you've got to have D3 and, you know, you've got to have C and all that. Obviously a lot of medical pressure on him to stop saying, like the UN says, that it doesn't help you. That's like saying fish don't need water to live in, or plants don't need sunlight, or plants don't need carbon dioxide. It's an outrageous statement. What does essential mean? But just your view on the state of the world today politically, the massive censorship that's just now AI, real-time surveillance is really the issue of what we say. They're now even censoring WhatsApp text messages that people try to send out of a whole range of people. This is next level, Doctor. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you so much for that incredible update on the Rogan podcast, because I was wondering what happened. And, you know, Rogan is not censored like you and I. He's managed, and I'm not sure how he's done it, but he's managed to avoid that censorship. And that's why he is the number one podcast in the world. Typically, especially if you go on the show, I think you'll have 15, 25 million viewers, which literally is 500 to 600% larger than the number one broadcast on news, which is Tucker Carlson. I mean, literally six times more viewers. So he is one of the hopes we have that's spreading the truth out there. I'm so glad that you know, you're likely going to be on, and you're good friends with him, and you live close to him in Austin. So,
well, he's a good guy. People know he's really, I don't want to get into his private stuff, because he said I could, but then the media spins it. He's genuinely really freaked out. When he saw that top Chinese scientist that works at the WHO get censored when Tucker did it, and he saw Facebook block that really freaked Joe out. And it should. I mean, this is crazy.
It is crazy. And I know in the last hour you talked to answer one of the viewers' questions, the call-ins, you acknowledged the CDC a few weeks ago, which really reclassified the death rate to only 6% dying without comorbidities like diabetes or obesity, or the outrageous conditions like they got shot or they had terminal cancer and happened to test positive for COVID. So that is beyond crazy. Literally, the mainstream narrative now is that we're approaching 200 deaths in the United States, and that died. And here's the key. This is how they twist the truth. They're changing the prepositions. They're using the preposition from COVID-19, and that's actually incorrect. It should be from the infection itself, which is SARS-CoV-2. But they're saying it's from. And that, according to the CDC statistics, is clearly inaccurate. They died with, which is the correct.
Explain. You're a medical doctor, but explain how they use this legalese slowly, because that's important.
Well, it's you know, they're claiming that they died from it. Which, I mean, if you just literally just understand what the English language says, that is the sole cause, and it clearly isn't. I mean, even the CDC acknowledged that. So they died with it. And then, as you have also mentioned, these tests are highly controversial, and we really aren't quite certain what the accuracy is. It really depends on the incidence of the disease in the populations you're testing. So that's one issue. And then the other issue is that, they're conflate. Oh, here's, this is so crazy, but it's clearly part of the entire narrative, which is the fear. This is the fear they're seeking to engender the population so they can generate their agenda and direct the narrative of closing down the economy and shutting down and requiring everyone to wear masks and social distancing. So they're saying that there's a million cases in the United States, and that is an absolute destruction of the meaning of the word cases. Every time in history we talked about cases, it was something who was symptomatically ill from the infection. These are not cases. These are positive individuals with positive test results, nothing more. Do some of these people actually have COVID-19 if the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and they progress to the point where they're hospitalized? Yes, but that is far less than 5% of the population. And
that's like saying somebody has black plague. Well, yeah, they've got the sores all over them, and they're dying from it. They have the infection from black plague. But if you were to test positive, they found botulism on the bottom of your foot, but you're not sick, you don't have black plague.
Well, botulism and plague are two different.
I know, two different deals. I know botulism gets in the from rice or whatever.
Yeah, that's a tetanus as opposed to. But anyway, the other question.
I know.
Is,
I just. I mean, sure. I mean, I know tetanus is something that gets in the blood.
So they're conflating those terms. Yeah. They're confusing, massively confusing. Everyone believes them, that they're using this narrative to radically increase the amount of fear within the population. And when you look at populations like Sweden, which initially we were concerned with because they had high death rates, and it turns out those high death rates in Sweden were a result of their failure to really address the nursing home population. If they'd done that, they wouldn't have had high death rates initially.
Well, let's talk about how we do that. And just to get back, not to get into technicals, I meant black plague. I didn't mean to say botulism. I know the difference. But explain that to people in the 30 seconds we have. that just because someone tests positive for something doesn't mean they, quote, have it, because by having it, you have the symptoms, meaning an infection, correct?
Well, if you're assuming the test is correct, and then they do have or had presence of that virus or infection in their body, but that doesn't mean they develop symptoms from it, and certainly serious symptoms that require hospitalization and could potentially lead to death. So there's an absolute conflation of those two terms to mislead the public and continue.
Exactly, and it's all run out of the UN, and then if you question the UN, you get banned on the internet. Dr. Joseph Mercola, Mercola.com is our guest. You can find StopCovidCold.com. That has all the factoids, all the stuff from a medical doctor, so you can share that with friends and family and educate them as the fall, as the winter gets here, when not having your vitamins and minerals can kill you.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out, we've never backed down, we've always told the truth. We've made mistakes, but 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's go right back to our guest, Dr. Joseph Mercola. And listen, when I tell you he's been the leading guy, most of you already know that, when it comes to exposing the predatory activity of Big Pharma, some of the dangers of vaccines, GMOs. I mean, he's been the big kahuna. And I know over the last 4 or 5 years, they've really started to censor him down as well. That's why we all know this info, or know a lot of it, but we need to pass it on to others. StopCovidCold.com. I've tried to build my own little site because everybody's asking what to print off, what to give out. Yours is much better. So I abandoned it 2 weeks ago because listeners were asking for it. And I just people to print the stuff you've got off and hand it out to people. That's how we save lives. So StopCovidCold.com. Now, first question I ask you, I know you're a medical doctor and doctors love to give info out. They love to explain things and they want to inform people. And you see all these thousands of doctors being blocked. We've got in Belgium 100-plus doctors and thousands of nurses and people saying COVID is just a giant evil power grab. That's now being blocked on Facebook. We know about the censorship, but specifically, you're a smart guy. You run a big business. You're a best-selling author. A few minutes on the agenda of this, who's behind it, what they want, why they're lockstep lying, and how we counter that.
Well, I have some suggestions as to the counter with respect to the understanding of the conspiracy behind this. You know, I clearly believe that, you know, that Gates is associated with this. I mean, it's well established. He's funded the World Health. He's the largest private funder of the World Health Organization. And since Trump, in fact, doesn't continue to fund the WHO, he was the largest funder of the World Health Organization. He's got his own home, obviously vested interests. He's conflicted. He's head of Gavi and is going to financially benefit from. You know, it's interesting. He was the number one, the wealthiest guy in the world. He's been surpassed by Bezos, and Elon Musk is running up his tail pretty quickly. But he's donated tens of billions of dollars to his foundation. And even after donating, he's doubled his wealth. So it's because he has a really clever strategy. He donates his wealth into the foundation. The foundation invests in companies that he personally financially benefits from. It's a legal loophole that he uses. So he's not this great philanthropist that he's seeking to convince the media. You know, he's donated more than $250 million and 20,000 different grants to some of the biggest publishers in the world, like the BBC and the New York Times and PBS. I mean,
ABC News, basically everything.
Yeah. So that's a great investment from his perspective. That's a small amount of money when you have got wealth like Gates, and the leverage you can get and the PR. I mean, it's like buying tens of billions of dollars worth of PR. It's incredible and the leverage that he's getting. So I don't know what his ultimate objective is, other than I'm a big fan of Patrick Wood also, who's really historical to chronicle the technocracy that's happened since the Trilateral Commission in 1975 for the last two decades, nearly 50 years. And, you know, it's not a partisan issue. It's not Democrat or Republican.
Oh, exactly. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote two books on the technocracy, the technotronic era, absolutely. And one admitting all of this.
Absolutely right. And he did it with Carter. He started in 1975. So, you know, that is speculative. But I want to focus on things that you can do. And as you mentioned earlier, that Fauci, the last time I was on the show, actually admitted when he was doing an interview with Jennifer Garner that he actually uses vitamin D and vitamin C. But she asked him, what do you do for COVID-19 for supplements? And he admitted to it. Now, the media distorted that and took out that he was using it to prevent COVID-19, but that's what he said. So this works. And, you know, I mentioned last time, and thank you for mentioning again, the stopcovidcold.com. No email opt-ins. It's not an email grab. You just free information. It's a quick quiz. And by the way, Alex, did you ever get your vitamin D level tested?
Wow. So why do you think he's been forced to do this?
That Fauci's been forced to acknowledge that he's taking vitamin D and C.
Yes.
I don't know that he's been forced. I mean, he might have been, but maybe he just had a glimpse of integrity in his brain and decided to admit that what he was really doing. But I'm wondering if you've ever had your vitamin D level tested, Alex.
I thought that's what you were asking. Yes, I did have my vitamin D level tested. I had genetic testing done, two different big tests with a medical doctor, 4 years ago, and it was okay. They checked my genes for vitamin D absorption.
Well, yeah, that's a vitamin D receptor, but your vitamin D levels will change just like if you're not eating enough. It's a supplement that can go up and down depending on what your levels are.
I haven't lately had my vitamin D tested, no.
Yeah, you should have at least tested once a year. So it's a really easy thing to do. Your doctor can do it. You can get it done online. You don't need a doctor's order, but if you have a doctor and insurance, it'll cover it. So you need to know what your level is. And, you know, the levels are all in this report online there. The free information tells you exactly why it's so important to do and really can help prevent it.
Well, I just love the sun, so I'm just guessing.
Being in Austin, I mean, you're 5 days a week, you're inside when you can get the sun. So that's a bit of a challenge for you. Cause really, if you're, and it's a less of an issue, you're not going to get as much vitamin D exposure in the winter, even in Austin.
No, you're right. It takes more time in the winter. Well, how much should somebody say in Phoenix in the winter get of natural sun to get enough D3? Or it just depends on skin color, right? Because black folks don't get as much.
Your latitude and your altitude, and obviously the sun, the cloud exposure and the time of year. So in the middle of, you know, around Christmas time, the winter solstice, you're not going to get hardly any.
Why do black folks have the highest number of COVID deaths? Is it true that's because they absorb less vitamin D3?
We don't know why for sure, but there's clearly strong epidemiological correlative data that shows that when you have dark colored skin, not just black, but Southeast Asia and Indians, you're going to, it's more of a screen so that the UV light that you're exposed to is not going to cause your body to increase your vitamin D levels as much. So that's why it's so important to measure your vitamin D. And that's one of the risk factors. On this Stop COVID Cold com. There's a test. There's a simple quiz. Take 2 minutes and it will tell you exactly what your risk factor is. And then it's not just tell you, oh, you're high risk. It tells you what to do to change that risk because it's be all about being proactive. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And, but if you do need that pound of cure, and I don't know if we have enough time in this segment, I'm going to talk to you about a therapy, a treatment that will literally obliterate.
Yeah. Start getting into that, pound of cure that Benjamin Franklin would talk about. We've got about a minute and a half. Start talking about that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll put it as a hook for you, your viewers, but I'll tell you about it. Dr. David Brownstein has been doing it for 25 years, and I interviewed him. It's a therapy that he has published a study of with over 107 patients, all who had the COVID-19, and not one of them died. Not one of them went to the hospital because it aborted it literally in hours. When people have this illness, when they're sick, they have a fever, they feel like they're going to die, they can't breathe, they're just short of breath, they do this therapy, and literally within hours, Alex, almost all of the symptoms reverse. It's unbelievable. There's no toxicity, no side effects. And here, assuming you have the equipment to do it, the cost of the therapy is less than 1 cent.
Well, I want to hear about this because I lost a lot of family to pneumonia 6 years ago.
Yeah, it helped for the viral infection that precedes, that typically precedes pneumonia, and is particularly problematic for many elderly people.
Well, explain how that works when we come back. Because when I see
the flu, they die from pneumonia typically, not from the flu.
And describe to us what a pandemic is versus an epidemic, and is this even still a pandemic? With Dr. Joseph Mercullis.
Well, pandemic is defined by the World Health Organization, and pan means all, so it's a global infection that literally they're able to classify as. I think they're the only ones with the authority to do that.
Meaning, I guess, pan the Greek god, meaning pan or system-wide. We'll be right back with Dr. Joseph Mercullis. Stay with us.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, show these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been immunized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and the global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parents, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here. The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and track and control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We could talk 100 hours with Dr. Joseph McCullough. It was a little bit longer, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. I'll host some of the next hour. And Lee Stranahan is one of the top experts on this. He's going to either be popping in on the War Room or the election countdown tonight with Donald Lorraine, 7 to 9. Breaking, this is out of Daily Wire. We already knew all this, but now it's confirmed. Hunter Biden received millions from wife of ex-Moscow mayor. Paid suspects allegedly tied to trafficking, had contacts with individuals linked to Chinese military, Senate report documents. I mean, this is all on record, folks. It's disgusting. Hell, Hunter's dad says China should run every aspect of her lives. You mean to play the clip for you? That's why they're always saying Trump's in with the Russians. They went to between 4,000 and 8,000, the numbers vary, and offered them money or assistance as Russians once the fake Russia investigation. I had the government approach me, the whole Mueller people, okay, with money. Of course, I went reported to the FBI. But this is happening to everybody. And they couldn't get one patriot to take the money. Well, of course you can't. I mean, are you crazy? But the Democrats are all about the country not even existing, and they've never gotten in trouble. Enough of that. We'll talk about it more. Your calls are coming up. Dr. Joseph McCullough, I've been asking a lot of the questions here. Get into this amazing thing you were just talking about. That should help folks in just an hour from your research.
Yeah, well, it is truly fundamentally, from my view and 35 years of clinical experience, the best strategy to treat this infection. And the best strategy is to prevent it. So that's why you really want to optimize your vitamin D levels. And not only that, but become metabolically flexible, make sure that you're not insulin resistant. And that stopcovidcold.com goes into all the details free. No email opt-ins, nothing. But say you, a family, a member, a friend, or someone you care for deeply acquires this illness. And obviously it's a little bit too late for vitamin D to do much because you need it to be in your system for a few weeks to a few months before it really kicks in. So that's why you want to do it now. Measure your test, measure your levels with the getting vitamin D test so you know where you're at and adjust your dosages accordingly. But if anyone gets sick, then what do? Well, that therapy I talked about is just unbelievable. And what is it? Is hydrogen peroxide. Now you could use the cheap $1 a bottle of hydrogen peroxide you get at any drugstore in the U.S., that is a commercial one that has some stabilizers in it. It's not the ideal. The best peroxide would be food grade because it doesn't have these stabilizers. But the reason why you could use the commercial one probably and get away with it is because you're not going to use it straight. This is the key, Alex. You use it diluted 30 to 1 because the concentration of the peroxide in the commercial one you buy in the drugstore is 3%. And you don't want it. If you do it by tenfold, it would be 0.3%.
All right. I want to hear about this because you're a medical doctor. You're a very conservative guy with what you say. You've been on target. Mm-hmm. We've seen the media go, oh, a lady drank fishbowl cleaner and died. Or groups saying they've got whatever, and they're selling super strong bleach. This is completely different. The media misrepresents. Explain what you're talking about. Explain what, from your research, it does.
Well, it's simple hydrogen peroxide, the one you use to disinfect wounds, but it's 30 times lower concentration. It's diluted. Now, you could use water, but because you're going to inhale this in what's a nebulizer, we'll talk about.
Sure. Well, I use hydrogen peroxide every morning to gargle with because I've got bad breath.
That's not going to treat this illness, though.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying that. I'm saying, is that healthy for me to do just for my teeth?
Actually, it's an oxidative therapy, and it probably is good. I actually use ozone in an ozone tray three times a week, and it's phenomenally good for periodontal disease. So I use it as a prophylaxis. But it's probably reasonable to do. I think I don't know that I do ever do every day, but periodically.
I mean, my dad's a dentist. He said do it, but I know you're a smart guy, too. I want to know what you thought.
Yeah, well, you just want to give your chance for your flora in your mouth to restore, so you don't want to pound them every day. But and this treatment I'm discussing is not something you do every day. It's only when you're sick, okay? But you have to get this nebulizer beforehand because it's too late. If you're already sick, you need it now. So the nebulizer is described on my site at Mercola.com, and I have two interviews, one with Dr. Brownstein and then another interview I did. And, of course, it's not on YouTube because they censored it. They absolutely censored it. They censor anything.
Well, let me just interrupt you again. I've seen big studies, mainline medical studies, about nebulizers and silver helping in the lungs. I've also seen articles where nebulizers and steroids and medical doctors saying 100% rates on those. So how is this different? What does this do?
I think it's better. I would not recommend the steroids unless you're like dying. It's really part of an effective protocol called the MATH protocol that's used for IV sepsis, but you don't need it. Just a simple peroxide that costs less than a penny is probably all you need to treat this. But the devil's in the details. You've got to get the nebulizer. There's two types of nebulizers, basically. The battery-powered ones for $25 on Amazon, and I don't recommend them, although they have a mask, which is good, that fits over. The mask is what you need. Because you could use a mouthpiece, which is, you know, how you would inhale this. If it goes
well, listen, this is something I'm going to get because I know you're right. I've read about it, and
Alex, I will give you the interview. I'll give it to Daria and she'll, so you need to have this. You need to have it in your home. There's no question. So you get this and you dilute that water. So again, you have the 3% or 12% if you have the food grade or 35%. You've got to dilute it to 0.1%. And you dilute it with just clean, pure distilled water that you add salt to. About a teaspoon per pint. So that creates something called normal saline, which is the physiologic osmolality of your blood so that you don't damage your cells when you're inhaling this water. Because it's 99.9% water that you're inhaling.
It's got only it. What does the hydrogen peroxide do to the viruses?
It kills them. Plus, this is the key thing, just like vitamin D, it really instantly upregulates your local immune system. So that you can start the destructive process to destroy those invading pathogens.
Well, let me ask you this question. Trump gets told stuff by doctors around him, and then he kind of butchers it like I would do because I'm not a doctor. He came out and said, I hear about things you can inhale to help you. So I went and search engined it and found Brazilian and German and Russian and Japanese about inhaling silver and it working with pneumonias, then working with SARS. And then I went and found about inhaling steroids. Even before I ever saw it on the news, doctors in Texas saying, hey, I've got hundreds of patients cured with,
Texas doctors using budesonide for that, but I don't recommend it.
Sure. I'm just saying what you're saying makes sense. Hydrogen peroxide kills bacteria and viruses.
Of course, it's well documented. It's non-controversial. It's what it does. And you're putting the solution right where the fading pathogen.
So what I'm saying is we need to get this video to President Trump.
In your sinuses and your nose. That's why you want to use a mask so you get it in your nasal passages and your sinuses because that's where the infection lies too, and your lungs.
Well, so we need to get stopcovidcold.com to the president. We need to flood the White House with this.
Actually, interestingly, Alex, tomorrow I'm interviewing with Ron Paul. His son is Rand Paul.
Yes.
And I'm encouraging him to tell Rand to tell the President Trump to tweet this. And hopefully he will. We'll see.
Well, that's why I get so excited, Dr. McCullough, because you're literally like, guardian angel. You're telling people you got to have vitamin D3. Fauci now admits it. You're telling people about this. You've got the studies, and the system gets so mad when people like you give good solutions.
Oh, mad is an understatement, Alex. It's an understatement.
Well, tell me about the doctor and the studies about, because when obviously hydrogen peroxide in the lungs, if it's done right, what you're saying, it's really good. But I mean, how did he discover this? How did he develop this?
Well, it was a derivative of there are physicians who use hydrogen peroxide intravenously. And he literally very carefully over many years figured out he figured it would be much easier to inhale it through a nebulizer. And so you need to get that desktop nebulizer. And again, the details are on my site at Mercola.com. But he just kept on continuously lowering the concentration until he found the dose that worked. And he actually uses a little lower dose, 0.04%, about half the dose I recommend. But it gives you, if you have a 0.1, it gives you the chance if you make an error and you're measuring that you're not going to be off. So it's 99.9% water and then 0.1%.
And you are a physician, but you're not giving medical advice here. People should consult their physician?
No. I mean, you have to consult with your physician, you know, or if you're a healthcare professional, just give it. But, I mean, realistically, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to believe that 99.9% water and 0.1%, 3% hydrogen peroxide inhaling is going to cause any harm or damage. It's almost physiologically impossible to.
But it takes out the viruses. Let's do a few more minutes that I'm going to calls into the next hour. Callers, be patient. Dr. Joseph McCullough is here because I have family that died of stuff like this 6 years ago. a similar type pneumonia. And, you know, I have family that's actually scared of COVID, and this is something that can really give them peace of mind.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins. Servants of Satan are working around the clock to silence people of not just the United States, but of the world. Because there is a great awakening taking place. Everyone I talk to, everywhere I go, people that weren't even religious or spiritual now understand this is a fight between good and evil. And they're finding Christ. And they're finding the prophecies that aren't like Nostradamus, vague, but are very, very detailed and extremely specific, that are now coming true at a frightening rate. Frightening because so many people are still living under the control of the god of this world, Satan. Do not realize that their immortal souls are in grave danger. Do not fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul, as the good book warns us. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm very honored to be on air still during this time. And every day we're still on air is a blessing. So please pray for InfoWars. Pray for yourself. Pray for the children. And pray for the world. God bless you all.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family, and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
I've got some bad news for you, then I've got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight, we're starting to win, but it's serious, so pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars, spread the word, and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Jones here, back live. You know, I don't sell nebulizers. I don't sell these things. But back when I would go on the news here on the show and talk about, hey, here's a study backing up what Trump says about people with nebulizers with this type of steroid or nebulizers with silver, and it was having great effects, they would attack us, and they would, have the Attorney General of New York come out and lie about us. That's all that Dr. Mercola is doing. He's a medical doctor. He's written papers. He's got links to other scientific papers about this, and this is something that people should know about. It really angers me that the UN came out, the media came out and said, you know, there's no preventative for COVID-19. Well, if you don't drink water, you die of thirst, dehydration. If you don't have vitamin C, you get scurvy and die. So when they call these things essential, I don't think the public knows, going back to preventatives. I mean, if you have a bunch of zinc and vitamin D3 and vitamin C and you're drinking plenty of clean water and you're not dehydrated and don't have other issues, I mean, how hard is it to, I mean, I know it's complex, but statistically, how hard is it to get the flu or the common cold?
Is that a question?
Yes, sir. That's a question.
Actually, if you're giving your body what it needs, if you optimize your vitamin D levels and you're metabolically flexible, you're insulin sensitive, you're able to easily transition between burning fat and carbohydrates as your primary fuel, and you have are metabolically resilient, the likelihood of you coming down with any type of infection is extremely low. Well, obviously it depends on many variables and factors. I mean, exercise and sleep and, you know, stress are big ones. But if you're optimizing all of those, you can virtually, many people I know just don't get sick for decades because they're engaged.
Sure,
in these
exactly.
Because their immune system is optimized and it's designed to fight infections.
Why do the diabetics die so easy? How is insulin?
Oh, well, diabetes, you know, well, there's two types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. But each one, especially if they're not properly controlled, will clearly severely impair your immune response. So that's one of the reasons why. And it compromises your blood supply. So that's why they tend to get infections in their extremities, and they have they're one of their leading risk factors for kidney disease and eye disease, diabetic retinopathy. So it really challenges the blood vessel system, and you're predisposed to increased risk of infections.
But you also at Mercola.com, you're one of the leading experts on ways to naturally not become diabetic. I guess that'd be type 2.
Yeah.
What about all the studies I see when it says on an MMR vaccine paper that it can give you pancreatitis, and it says it can even give you diabetes? It says on the sheet, and what I was reading is a lot of these kids are getting type 1 diabetes. They're telling them it's genetic, but really the vaccine's causing an autoimmune response in the, I guess the kidneys or in the adrenals or in the areas where I guess the pancreas.
Yeah. There's two separate setups in your immune system. The with respect to the T helper T cells and the others, another subset that did T and B cells. So you actually activate one when you get the immune system, the B cell, which is a humoral immunity, but you tend to ignore the T cell or humoral or cell mediated immunity, and that disturbance, that the ratio gets messed up, predisposes you to diseases like autoimmune diseases and like type 1 diabetes and other illnesses, like you mentioned, like pancreatitis and things. So you've got to be really, really, really careful with vaccines. And certainly ones that are accelerated to warp speed and exclude all.
And that was my final question. I really don't like Trump trying to head off. I know what he's doing, heading off Gates by saying, you know, oh, well, we've got ours, so we can then unlock the economy. I know why he's doing it, and that takes the power away from Gates and Fauci and the NIH, but I still think it's dangerous. What do you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's interesting. I just read a poll this morning, and the entire country, only 40% are willing to take the vaccine. And if you look at Republicans, it's like 30%. And maybe 48% for Democrats. But the mean was 40%. The majority of people are not going to take the vaccine.
And, Doc, as you know, the key is that's up 10%. So 10% more say they won't take it in the last month. So
right.
Confidence is collapsing.
We're winning. We're convincing people that it's insanity. It's absolutely irrational to take this vaccine.
All right, Doc, thank you so much for the time. StopCovidCold.com. All that great free information there. Couldn't be better info. Let's save some lives. Let's get that out. Thank you, sir.
Right.
There he goes. And again, Dr. Mercola is a very successful guy. Has his own supplement lines, his own books, all his other stuff. He doesn't pay to come on the show. We're very honored to have him on. So when you hear me hammering and plugging somebody else's stuff, it's because I don't care where you get it. This is good information. Just get it. I'm not jealous of Tucker Carlson. I'm not jealous of Tucker Carlson. I'm not jealous of Joe Rogan. I mean, I'm jealous of that big audience, man. I want to reach out and warn people. And that's why I've tried to, you know, get Mercola on other shows, because he knows what he's talking about. And we need to save lives, folks. We need to save lives. And the people perish for lack of knowledge. You don't have the knowledge of D3, C, and zinc. It says right there on the NIH website, if you don't have that, your cells can't defend themselves. The NIH website basically says viruses can't replicate in a high zinc vitamin D3 environment. And then the C, it's just all the things it does for you. And listen, I'm not Mr. Health. I work 18 hours a day. I've eaten like a pig. I've been in a, back when I was younger, I mean, I'm talking real fights. Whatever reason, wherever I got dropped in, it was like, I heard Mike Tyson describing how he grew up. That sounds about like me. People just beat the living hell out of each other. So, I mean, I look old for 46, okay, because I put a lot of miles on this body. But I could not continue to function if it wasn't for DNA Force Plus, if it wasn't for X2, if it wasn't for Winter Sun. And then I tell the crew, I tell them, remind me, guys, to bring in bottled water or filtered water for me to drink or I'll forget it. And remind me to take my X2 and to take my Winter Sun. And when I remember to take it, I lose weight. I'm healthy, but I'm just like all you guys. I didn't start taking supplements till 10 years ago. And that's because they were our sponsors. And I'm like, why did I? Because, I mean, I was the guy that would go to the all-you-could-eat Chinese food buffet, you know, and then go run 6 miles the next day, but I'd literally eat like 10 plates of food. I'm not like that now. I probably eat a third of what I used to. But let's just say this. I'm a prime heart attack candidate. All my stress, family history, I'm extremely alpha male, type A personality, and I just have to remember for myself that I need to religiously take the main regimen of InfoWars. My products are the best you're going to find, and it funds the operation. I'm going to break, and I'm going to promise to get to Meg, Kevin, Ken, Jim, and Josh. I love the callers, and I love the guys that answer the phones. That's why I said in that second hour, only take 8 calls, because I knew I could get to 8. I got to 8. Then all these poor folks, when a guest comes on hold, I feel bad. But I'm going to get to you. I'm going to take up some time from John Rappaport to get to you, and I respect you. I feel guilty like I'm disrespecting you when you sit there on hold for one guy an hour and 41 minutes. We're going to go to Jim and Josh and this other caller. So just once you do something, you can never change. And I love the call, folks. I love the crew. Just when I say it, from now on, let's just get a limited number of calls so I get to them because I want to go to these calls, and I'm going to go to the calls. Just real briefly, I'm jamming a call right now. We have Winter Sun with high-quality vitamin D3 and K that helps with the absorption, the experts tell me. Highest quality, taken under the tongue, you get higher level of absorption in the body. Whether you're a young person or an old person, it's great, it's good, it's essential. But if you're above 60 and you don't get out in the sun a lot, I mean, if I was you, I'd be taking vitamin D3. It's selling out, but despite that, with all the stuff that's going on, we normally discount at 30%. It's 60% and free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com, and so is DNA Force Plus. It is 60% off with free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? That would be Jim in California. Thank you so much for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. I have two autistic children with autism, and my 39-year-old son has basically been mute for his entire life other than a few occasional words here or there. I have lived for years with the truth about vaccines being suppressed and drowned out by the mainstream media. You know, so think of what it would mean if we could figure out a way to have our voice heard to the same extent that the mainstream media is being heard.
Well, the nightmare would be over, sir, and the autoimmune response causing brain damage in young boys, especially whose blood-brain barriers aren't as strong as girls, is documented, and it is part of a larger program of soft kill. And the prison sentence for your children, the prison sentence for you, of having their destiny stolen, is a crime against humanity, my friend.
Yes, and so this is what I'm saying. Look at what Trump did to get his message out using tweets. It was brilliant. Now, and then you take a look at what Breitbart said. They ran a poll, and they said that the public trust of Trump was more than the establishment media on the coronavirus. So his brand is just enormous. So why not use the strength of the Trump brand to get the truth out to the nation by having a weekly FDR-style fireside chat?
I've always said that, but listen— You've had your family damaged. I know for a fact that when he was like 2 years old, Barron was great, talking, doing great, got a shot, a vaccine, a triple jab, got really sick, didn't talk for a while, they're really scared, he bounced back. That's what Trump has said, they're giving too many too early. Well, then Trump doesn't need to give aid to this just to get the economy going. He needs to expose it as toxic and bad, he knows that. So, Jim, God bless you, sir. We love you and we appreciate you. Trump needs to do that. Thanks for holding. More calls straight ahead. Back in 2 minutes.
now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back, going straight to your calls. There's already big crowds marching angrily that none of the police officers were charged with murder in Louisville, Kentucky in the Breonna Taylor killing. So you've got the communists that have their excuse to go out. You've got the Antifa folks. They are planning a night of mayhem and craziness because on a drug raid, the guy started shooting at him and they shot back. Think about how they can paralyze the police anytime they want. If the cops get called, they come, they get shot at, they shoot back, they're bad. It's just ridiculous. Unbelievable. When we go up to leftists, College Reform did it. There's video just this week, and they go, oh, but Margaret Sanger wanted to kill the blacks. They go, well, that's good. I mean, that's liberal because she's a Democrat. It's like, oh, okay. Kill all black babies is okay, but a few black guys die, burn down the whole country. Just all BS, man. It's so transparent. Let's go to Meg in Oregon. Meg, thanks for holding. You're awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. This is my first time calling. And I want to just say something that nobody's talking to and about. And I listen to a lot of conservative media. And it's I drive a truck. I transport hay for a living between Northern Oregon and Central California. And I want people to really hear me. The breadbasket of the world, which is that valley, is empty. The fires have, and I see it. My rig is covered in ash. It's not just the fires. It's the ash. It's the smoke. The fish hatcheries are destroyed, and that's where the salmon comes from. The olives are gone. The grapes from the wineries are gone. The marijuana is gone. The rice crop is here. The tomatoes are covered in ash. Things can be salvaged, some of them, but it's going to be expensive to the farmers, and that's going to be passed on to you. The grazing lands for the cattle up here.
Sure, so a lot of the country gets fed by California. Some numbers are up to 20% of our food comes from there. And imagine all of that with the rest of the lockdown and the shutdown and farms destroying their crops because they can't even sell them. No one will even take them. That's a great point. This is really going to add to the economy in crisis.
People need to really differentiate between wants and needs. And if they're doing like I am, the rice and beans and all of that, they need to get the nutritional products you sell as a supplement. If they thought they were going to go out and get a buck in Northern California or Oregon, those animals are gone. The livestock has no more grazing grounds. I'm telling you, the food is destroyed. And so people need to not go get that new pair of Nikes for $200, but buy storable food, buy nutritional products.
Listen, I never go on air just to sell products and try to scare people. I mean, I'm selling the products to fund ourselves, and it's good products. But, yeah, you look at every economic metric going on, and this country's under attack. And they don't want people to be self-sufficient or to be ready. And you're absolutely right. Meg, what else are you seeing as you drive around in Oregon and Northern California?
Nobody's talking about the destruction of food in the Central Valley of California. With ash and smoke alone, not to mention the fires.
But listen, we had smoke from California here this weekend. My wife's like, what's that? And I went and looked it up, and it was smoke blowing all the way across the country.
Well, my car's covered in ash, and I'm just passing through. So those tomatoes are covered in ash. The nectarines, the peaches, the olives, and they can't salvage, they can't pressure wash a crop full of fruit or tomatoes. It'll turn into tomato sauce. And it's
sure, and most things can't be clean once ash is on them and sits on them. It really tastes horrible.
What about the fish hatcheries that feed most of the salmon to our nation throughout Oregon? Those fish are choking on ash, and ash in water turns to lye. So, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to include funding for the farmers in the bill.
So let me ask you this in closing. I know they have caught a lot of Antifa setting fires. I've heard the public's really pissed at Antifa. Is that what you've heard?
Oh, yeah, and everybody believes Antifa's setting the fires. I've talked to people, and it's like they're setting fires purposefully in the backyards of grazing land. They're purposefully going into Chico, California.
Oh, yeah, they've been catching them. Stay there, Meg, back in 60 seconds. I want you to finish it, then we'll go to Josh. And then we've got John Rappaport about to take over. Really appreciate you all. We'll be right back on the other side on this.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, we've had a lot of amazing callers today. And again, I love to take your calls. I told John that takes your calls. I said, just get 8 calls on the line. Because I want to be able to get to him that second hour and then not have you sit on hold. But he loaded it up with 20 phone calls, and I appreciate that. Some folks had to sit on hold after that first group. But the way I'm going to fix that problem is we're going to start taking just a limited number, and then when those are gone, we'll open the phones up again. Because I really appreciate everybody holding, and I'm Alex Jones, your host. Josh in Texas, you're our last caller. Really appreciate you holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I just find it very apropos that 40 days out from the election, we've got this Breonna Taylor deal going on. And just like it says in the Bible, okay, we've got 40 days of Noah and the flood. We got 40 days of Jesus being tested in the wilderness, and 40 years of Israelites. I think that we are working ourselves into a situation here that we're going to see unfold before this election comes around. So you always talk about how we all need to pray, and I've got a words to live by, which are pray like it's all up to God and work like it's all up to you. And I think if we stick with that, we'll end up on top. But Alex, I just want to remind you about a month ago, I heard you give a personal detail about how you felt the Lord was telling you to pray on air and how you were supposed to be doing that every day. Now, I'm not trying to call you out here, but I've got a solution for you. The first 5 minutes of the show or so, you always play a John Bound report. And what I would recommend is, and I know you hate it when people call you up and tell you what you should be doing. So I understand that. But if we could get the Dallas preacher that you know, and the bishop up there in New York that you have on all the time, or Quayle, you know, I'm sure they would.
We should get Steve Quayle back on. Get Steve Quayle on this week, guys. We should have had him on. That's my fault. There's so many great people. Look, here's the deal. I need to pray. You need to pray. And maybe we should just once a week open the phones up and people can call in and pray. It's very powerful. It's real. It opens us up to God. It's a personal thing with me. And I don't like getting emotional on air. And but I mean, this really is a good versus evil situation. So why don't you lead us in a prayer? Josh, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come to you with all humility, Lord, because we know that we're nothing and you're everything, Lord. And right now, just like those Satanists will call on the blood of babies, Lord, we call on the blood of Jesus. And Father, I ask you right now, Lord, I ask you to look down on us and see the righteous in this land, Lord. And we know that judgment's coming, but Father, I pray that you would have mercy in your judgment, Lord. Lord, I just repent on behalf of our nation. I repent on an individual basis, Lord, for my wickedness. Father, I just ask you right now that you would hold true to your word, Lord. And you said the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. Lord, you said that no weapon that formed against us would prosper. And we just hold you to that, Lord. We just ask you that you would uproot and remove all the wickedness from this nation. In the name of Jesus, I come against every single attack of the enemy. I come against the spirit of witchcraft that they put hexes and curses on all of us. And I just declare right now that every hex and curse that would be put on us, Lord, that it would be turned back on them tenfold, a hundredfold, Lord. Right now, we just ask you that you would just uplift Trump and that you would put a hedge of protection around him, Lord. We just thank you for the man that you put for this season and this hour. Lord, I just come against right now every single attack that's being put on Alex and on InfoWars. I declare right now to all the powers of hell that Alex Jones doesn't die when you say he does. He dies when Jesus says that he can die. And until then, you can't touch him. So try as you might. We just thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus on Alex right now. And Lord, we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you raise up a standard against it. And we ask you right now, Lord, that you would continue to raise up that standard. And thank you, Lord, for strengthening Alex to do what your word says, which is to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And I pray right now, Lord, that you would draw all men close to you, that their blinders would be taken off of their eyes. And Lord, I just ask you that you would open up the hearts and the minds, Lord, of the people in this country, that we would repent and return and turn from our wickedness, and that way we would serve you. And Lord, I just ask you that you would remember this nation, Lord. I know that you don't judge things as they are, as they were. I know that you judge things as they are. But God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us in Jesus' name.
Amen. You're absolutely right, brother. And it's so heavy now. We all know it's satanic energy we're fighting. But do you see them doing black magic rituals on national TV with the founders of Black Lives Matter and them on TV saying we kill our babies for the devil, we love it? I mean, they are really calling it out in the open right now. They're really making their move.
Yes, sir, and you know they do that because those words have power and they want to get it out on the air. And that's all I'm saying is we just like you, Alex, you're known for your talking points. You're known for your talking points. Let us get prayer talking points put out. Get the man of God that you
know. I totally agree. The enemy hates it. They hate the name Jesus Christ. God bless you, brother. Oh, man, I tell you, it's hardcore. Let's play a little of this Fox News piece. And even Fox News calls it protesters. It's a bunch of Antifa, communists, and devil worshipers. That's literally what runs Black Lives Matter. They admit that killing police gives them energy. I mean, it's fruitless. The devil, just like the earlier caller was praying and talking about the fruitless works of the devil. There's no fruit, man. Who thinks Satan's going to give you good stuff? What, he gives his slaves to lead people into damnation? Hollywood, money. I know those people with hundreds of millions of dollars. They're scared. They're all scared. Those billionaires are scared. They're not scared of me, folks. They're scared of God. They're not scared of you. They're scared of God through you. I can tell you, some of those top billionaires, like Bill Gates and others, have huge files, everything I say transcribed and given to them. That's not about how powerful I am. It's how much they fear this show just because we got the Holy Spirit. And they can't believe that I don't want to be in their stinking club. I mean, That's what's so pathetic about all this. I want access to the people to warn them. I don't care about people's podcasts. I don't care about their mansions. I don't care about their crap. I thank God every day I'm not Bill Gates. I don't come from a satanic family like his. His father died at 94. Bill Gates spent millions of dollars on Alzheimer treatments trying to save his father. But Bill Gates says your mother or your father shouldn't be saved. They should be euthanized. Because these are selfish people. Well, Bill Gates' father was a very sick, evil person. And Bill tweeted when his dad died that everything he is his father. Oh, I know. His father was the main chairperson of the Worldwide Eugenics Society after it changed its name. Planned Parenthood and everything else. And Bill Gates Sr. and that other witch that just died are burning in hell right now. I'm talking about RBG. I refuse to go, oh, don't speak ill of the dead. Oh, they're so important. Oh, they don't. They say kill grandma, hire 10 teachers. They say kill your babies. They say they've got to get rid of us to make room for them. No, you die. How about you go first? And hell has made a nice place for you. Hell is the phantom zone where these people go to be with each other. Imagine psychically, because the spirit does go on, it's been proven, it's been documented, and imagine being with a bunch of them forever. That's called hell. With their burning hate of God and their burning desire to hurt innocents, and together not able to hurt innocents, not able to vandalize God's creation, not able to run around burning everything down anymore. Walled off from God, walled off from human communion, walled off from the future, walled off from Christ. Bill Gates isn't a winner. Bill Gates is a loser. Ruth Bader Ginsburg isn't a winner. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's a loser. John Rappaport's always informative, but he's really been on fire during this COVID situation. And boy, he's been proven dead on right. I thought he was mainly right 8 months ago, but now it's really bad. But there's mounting opposition on every front coming forward. And it's a very important time to be alive. They now admit the lockdown's permanent. The forced inoculations are coming. I can't wait to hear his view on Trump. I know he's using this vaccine thing to take control away from Gates because they want to keep things locked down until they have the vaccine. I still don't agree with what Trump's doing, even though I was been let in on what he's doing to take the power from Gates and the bureaucracy. But we'll get his take on that and more as John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com takes over. As for us, you know the URLs, newswars.com and band.video with life-saving information. So keep spreading it, patriots. I love you all.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterilant vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now. I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Greetings, folks. Another week. Major, major news today, which I'll get to in a minute. Has to do with the vaccine. But first, you're on a site called InfoWars. There is a war on for your mind. This has to do with information, or as people like to say these days, data, data. Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. Not science, data. For example, here's how we can do a straight data analysis. The case numbers and the death numbers of COVID are completely wrong. That's data. New York Times article recently stated that up to 90% of all U.S. COVID cases could be false positives because the test is completely unreliable for several different reasons. Wow. CDC admitted that only 6% of all COVID deaths in the U.S. happened exclusively from the virus. In all other cases, other serious illnesses were present in the people, elderly people, that could certainly have been lethal all on their own, no virus necessary. Hope you're getting this. Data. Bad, bad data. Being foisted on the American people. Took me like 30 seconds to correct that. Garbage in, garbage out. There's a war on for your mind with false data. When people say, well, it's science and you can't refute science, you can't challenge science, only experts know what's happening and we have to defer to them. No, you don't. That's just a smokescreen. It's much simpler than that. It's about data. Data, 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 data. Live in the data age. Everybody's aware of it. The IT people are aware of it. The people who work at home doing spreadsheets are aware of it. All the people who work for major corporations are aware of it. What's the quality of the data? Every giant corporation in the world is now saying, we are a data-driven corporation. Whatever they mean by that, it means they're collecting billions of pieces of data, not only on their customers, potential customers, but on their own employees. They're trying to shape management and shape this and shape that. Okay, so let's get to data. Let's do data. Fake death numbers, fake case numbers in the U.S. and all of. When you actually clear the smoke away, you're talking about almost nothing in terms of numbers. At which point, you could say, that's it. What was all that nonsense and insanity and illusion about? Everybody go back to work. Everybody take off their masks. Everybody stop distancing. It's all over. It's finished. No more lockdowns. No more anything. Data, data, data. So, segueing from that, two breaking stories in the Washington Post and the New York Times about the clinical vaccine trials. Oh, this is so good. You won't believe it. The clinical vaccine trials for a COVID vaccine that are being conducted, the three major ones by Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. Data, 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 data. And the gist of these two articles is that the design of these clinical trials is completely, fatally flawed. Not just that the researchers that are conducting the trials are doing it badly or whatever, whatever, but the basic structure, the way they've designed the protocol for the clinical trials has a fatal flaw in it for all three major companies. Listen up, Scott Atlas at the White House, new coronavirus advisor. Listen up, Donald Trump. Listen up, scientists, doctors, FDA. You see, it's quite likely that the Washington Post and the New York Times thought that it would be a good idea to publish articles warning people that the vaccine can't be rushed into production and approved and so on until after the election. You know, the usual anti-Trump message. But what they got instead in these two major editorials is a total torpedoing amidships of the design and protocol of all of these major studies that would lead the FDA, listen up, you FDA, that would lead to the approval of a COVID vaccine. It's all fatally flawed, and I will be explaining to you exactly why that's true and how that's true. I've dug deep into this to show you exactly how it's false, how it's irreparable, how it's going down a blind alley, how the whole concept that is being sold to the public of a savior vaccine is a complete lie, and how the major vaccine companies conducting these trials have to know it's a complete lie by the very nature of what they're looking for in the trials, their data, their garbage, their structure, how they're separating this from that and counting this and counting that. The whole gigantic pile of rubbish is coming forward into the light so that anybody with brain cells to rub together can see the truth. This is what you need to understand. This is what I'm going to be revealing here in the rest of this hour to you as to how and why this is so. And one of the major clues that I will leave you with as we go to a break here is in these clinical trials, they are looking for a magic number of 150 people out of 33,000, 40,000 enrolled in each one of these clinical trials. They're looking for a magic number of 150 people on which to make a judgment call about injecting 7 billion people in the arm with a COVID vaccine. They're looking for a magic number of just 150. Stay tuned.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC, for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been unionized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and the global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parrots, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me, because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
John Rappaport back here. So they're looking for 150 people, the results in 150 people in these clinical vaccine trials. And based on what they can say about those 150 people, they will want approval for a vaccine to shoot up 7 billion people on the planet. So I want to explain how this works exactly. What's revealed in these two articles in the Times and the Post is that the design protocol of these clinical vaccine trials is directed naturally to discover very mild cases, or to prevent, let's say, mild, very mild cases of COVID-19. But who cares about those, because they cure themselves? No real harm comes to anybody. In other words, there's no vaccine necessary in the first place for very mild cases. What about these 150 people? How does that work? The vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, assume that during these giant clinical trials, because the coronavirus is loose in the world, it's going to visit the volunteers in their own clinical trials, and some of them will get cases of COVID-19, see? And some of these will be in the placebo group, and some will be in the vaccine. And that's what they want to have happen, so they can see how effective the vaccine is versus the placebo, because half the volunteers are going to get shot up with the vaccine, and half are going to get shot up with salt water, a placebo. And so, for example, let's say that they do get 150 very light cases of COVID-19 inside their study, their clinical trial. Meaningless, of course, as I've just explained, because who cares about those in the first place? They don't need a vaccine, but That's what they're looking for. And let's say that 50 of those COVID cases occur in the vaccinated group and 100 occur in the placebo group. Then they can suddenly say, study is over, clinical trial is over. We just proved that the vaccine is 50% effective, and that's all that the FDA requires for authorization, and we can now get the vaccine approved, and we can shoot it into 7 billion people all over the world on the basis of 150 people. That couldn't be. No, they wouldn't be that stupid. I mean, they couldn't possibly. Yeah, they are. That's what was revealed in these two pieces, especially in the New York Times piece. And I delved deeply into that piece to find out exactly what was meant. It's astounding. It's staggering. It's unbelievable. Again, this is not me. These are the manufacturers, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna. They're conducting the biggest vaccine clinical trials in the world right now for COVID, and they are the leading companies expected, all of them, two of them, one of them, to come out with a vaccine that's going to be approved. And what they're saying is, during our clinical trial, we expect the coronavirus to come drifting in from the outside, nothing to do with the trial, and it will infect and cause mild cases of corona COVID-19 in our volunteers in the study. And we are looking at that. Yes, very good. And we want to find out where those cases occur. How many in the vaccinated group? How many in the placebo? And what we are hoping for and praying for is that of these 150, that's all we need of these COVID-19 cases, that 50 will occur in the vaccinated group and 100 in the placebo group. And we can say, you see, the vaccine actually is working because there's less COVID-19 cases in the vaccinated group and a lot more in the placebo group. In fact, there's twice as many in the placebo group. And that means that the vaccine is 50% effective, and that's all we need to get approval from the FDA. And here we go. Billions and trillions in profit. We shoot up everybody on the planet. Who knows what's going to be in that vaccine. And we're off and running. Not so fast, Junior. It's preposterous, completely preposterous. Because mild cases of COVID-19 are irrelevant, meaningless. Don't care whether they occur in the vaccine group, the vaccinated group, or the placebo group. It makes no difference. It's all ridiculous because a light case of COVID-19 is like a sniffle and a cough, and you get over it and you don't need a vaccine at all for it in the first place. Now, it gets even worse than that, much worse. Because you can ask these manufacturers, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna. Well, when you talk about people in the study, your volunteers getting, becoming cases of COVID-19 because the virus drips in or whatever, how do you define a COVID case, COVID-19 case? What do you mean it's a COVID-19 case? Oh, loving this, loving this. What it means is somebody has a cough. Or a cough and fever, and they test positive on a PCR test, and that becomes a case of COVID-19. That's all. That's all. Totally irrelevant. In fact, recently, the New York Times itself published another article in which they said that up to 90% of all U.S. COVID cases would very well be false positives because the test is completely unreliable. So they're not cases at all. So even these 150 magic number cases in these clinical vaccine trials, why would you be calling them COVID-19 cases at all, since you're talking about the vaguest of symptoms like a cough and a sneeze and a little fever and a positive result on a test that is completely unreliable? Yet one more reason that these major clinical vaccine trials are a total and complete hoax. Hoax, hoax, phony, con, tap dancing, blue sky, con job, unscientific, data-driven, garbage in, garbage out, useless, unreliable, deceptive, misleading, worthless, fraudulent, criminally fraudulent. There you have it. And this whole argument of you need to rush the vaccine or wait for the vaccine, warp speed versus a Fauci versus this or that, it's all a tempest in a teacup compared with what I'm talking about here, which is, remember the old phrase, the ship was torpedoed amidships, bang, and it sank. That's what just happened to the major clinical trials of the COVID-19 vaccine, sinking below the waves as we watch it go down and down and down. New York Times, Washington Post. They thought, I'm pretty sure, that these would be, as I said, anti-Trump articles. You know, in other words, oh, whoa, 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 wait, don't approve the vaccine yet, you see, because there's some problems in the clinical trial.
For your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech can do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them. And we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that.
They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control. There is a forced evolution taking place. The scientific ruling elite believe they are transcending to a silicon life form. While they are making this hypothetical, very dangerous transition that is guaranteed doomed to fail and create nightmares that are almost unimaginable, their plan for us is extermination or spiking the cannon. Like after a major war is done, you don't want those weapons used again. You get rid of them. We are being rendered into scrap metal right now. So think about all your ancestors. Think about your grandparents. Think about your parents. Think about your children. Think about the future. And ask yourself, are you really going to let a bunch of crazy mad scientists steal the future destiny of everyone and basically use us like guinea pigs to experiment so they can try to find cures to cancer and things? Not for us, but for them. Bill Gates is the leader of this organization. Bill Gates is the enemy of humanity. Decide what you're going to do, America. Decide what you're going to do, humanity.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, so in this last segment here, what are the implications of all of this? First of all, the FDA, which approves all vaccines, better watch out. I don't care whether they think they're going to approve it now, later, before the election, after the election, whatever, whatever, whatever. That doesn't matter. What matters is all of the major clinical trials are now exposed as complete frauds, just as I've been describing in this hour. Fraud, 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 fraud. Therefore, no approval, no approval, no approval. And guess what? No approval is really necessary because the whole thing is a fraud to begin with. The whole operation, the whole COVID, the whole pandemic, it's not a pandemic. It never was. I've spent many hours in articles and on the show talking about that from the very beginning, what happened in China all the way up until now. Total fraud down to the ground. But people are out there waiting, oh, I got to have the vaccine, oh, this or that. I'm not leaving my house until the vaccine is available. Oh, it's science, yes. No, it isn't. It has nothing to do with science. Your little degree that you got from a little college that cost $150,000 doesn't entitle you to know anything about science. You're just parroting back what they're telling you science is. Actual science is when you look below the surface and you find out, oh, that's a complete fake. My God, they're just selling something and dressing it up to look like science, but it's really a pig. It's really a pig, completely. And that's what I've been talking about here for the last hour. All of the conversation about the vaccine and this and that boils down to 150 people who will all be looked at and analyzed by these vaccine manufacturers through a fraudulent lens based on no science whatsoever and evaluated in order to say, we now have the right to shoot up 7 billion people with whatever we want to. I don't think anybody listening here wants that. I'm quite sure they don't. And I don't think anybody in the American public or anywhere in the world would want that if they were aware of what's actually going on. There's no science going on here. There's liability. There's fraud. there's what should be prison. Yeah, that's going on for sure, but there's no science going on. There's no true data going on. And the more people that would become aware of this, including people from the so-called educated class, the better for everybody, for you, me, for humanity, so on. So, no question about it. In my experience as a reporter for 38 years going on now, it's always been that way. Somebody gets up there at a podium and, you know, he's basically got experience, let's say, doing voiceovers. That's where he's coming from. He's got a certain attitude, a certain rectitude, a certain appearance of authority, and he happens to be called a scientist, and he's got some letters and credentials next to his name. But the whole question really is, can he sell you a used car? That's all we're talking about here, folks. Can he sell you and everybody else a used car that's going to break down about 10 minutes after you get it out of the lot or as soon as the check clears? Can he do that? And if he can do that, he's got a career. And those of you watching are looking at one of those people right now. Dr. Fauci. Oh, yeah, of course. You know, of course I'm right. Of course this is science. Of course we're the experts. Of course we know what's going on. Of course this justifies police powers. Of course this justifies breaking into your car or your house and putting you under arrest and taking you to a facility and locking you down if necessary, or giving you an ankle bracelet, or shooting you up with whatever we want to shoot you up with. Of course it does. Of course this justifies you wearing a mask and distancing yourself from all other human beings. I mean, there's no question about it. Of course we're going to lock you down again. Of course we're going to renew these orders. Of course we're going to destroy the economy. Of course we're going to take you into a brave new world where you're completely under real-time, moment-to-moment surveillance, whatever you do, so that we can prevent future pandemics and keep an eye on you and make sure that you behave absolutely according to rules in order to receive your government check. So, I mean, what else are you going to live on when everything else is destroyed? You're going to have to behave, otherwise, you know, the amount of that check is going to get quickly reduced, and we have a whole system for that, of course, that we roll out. It's copied on the Chinese, who really know what they're doing, yes. And we're going to institute that and build all these smart cities, and that's where all the slaves are going to live. And it's all going to be very peaceful and very calm, and there's not going to be any war. And, you know, as long as you obey. This is science. Of course it is. Of course we know what we're doing. We have many years of experience, not only in government, but in research labs and corporations. So this is what they're selling. See? That's it. And if millions of people, and people are definitely waking up, I mean, I've talked about rallies, protests, demonstrations, so on, before here. People suddenly woke up and say, well, this is used car sales. That's what I'm being given here, because I can actually think a little bit about data, and now I see this whole thing's a con. It's a complete con. And what I've been falling for is the of course. Come on, folks. That's all people are falling for. The of course. The guy who gets up there and says, of course, this is science. What else would it be? What else would it be? I'm a doctor. I know. I'm the head of an agency of the federal government. Of course I know what I'm doing. Of course I know. And those other scientists and doctors who are trying to argue with us, let's just say they're lesser lights, okay? They don't really know. They think they know. But of course, I do know. See, I do know. Yeah, exactly. That's how thin this whole thing is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like the government puts out an ad for scientists and says, we're looking for the very best voiceover, of course, people, so that they can make convincing presentations to the public. They can appear at press conferences. They can line up. They can wear white coats. They can have stethoscopes around their necks if we want to. They can wear masks. They can take off masks. They can, you know, have all of the perks, and they're on television, most important. We control who's on television. That's what we're looking for. That's who we're trying to employ. And then you get a career scientist who's been in government for 38 years. Oh, Fred, you're applying for the job. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay, Fred, we're going to give you some copy to read here. It's a kind of a sample press release. And we want you to deliver this with the sort of casual arrogance of the, of course, this is science, friggin' baloney that we need to sell to the public. You think you can do that? And Fred says, guess what? Of course I can do this, Marvin. Of course I can do it. Marvin says, hey, that's good. That's exactly what we're looking for. That's what we want. That's the attitude. You could be the one, Fred, to appear soon at the White House press conference. I've given you the science. I've laid out the con. Talk to you soon again.